Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Interested? Please come to the informational meeting for a thorough presentation with a question and answer period. Wednesday, March 27th at 3 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Community Room.
Please apply now.
And floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We're here to educate, to inspire, to help you build confidence because we know you can do it yourself. Or maybe you need to hire a pro, and we can help you with that as well by telling you what you need to ask for to make sure you get the right pro to get the job done right the very first time. But it all starts with you. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you're working on. We want to know how we can help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us would be to call us directly at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question, and we'll get back to you during our next show. Coming up on today's program, though, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is building backyard decks. It's a great way to increase your home's living space, and building a backyard deck can be a do-it-yourself project. So we're going to share tips to help you decide if it's one you want to do yourself or hire a pro.
And the spring weather might be sending a lot of rain your way, but if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to keep your lawn and garden very happily hydrated well into summer's dry spells. We're going to show you how.
And one of the most overlooked appliances in your home has much to do with the quality of air you breathe and the amount of cleaning you need to do. Any guesses? Well, we're going to tell you what that is and how to keep it running at peak efficiency in just a bit.
But first, do you love your home, but sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing your money into for all those home improvements and repairs? Yeah, we get it. Truly, if I had all the money in the world, I would just keep renovating. It's so funny how all I ever want to do is home improvement projects. So we get it, and we can help you tackle all of those to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
You know what I call those people that just keep renovating until there's nothing left to renovate? Serial renovators.
Yes, that is me.
But first, we are here to take your questions. So reach out to us right now at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to West Virginia, we've got Patricia on the line who's dealing with a floor drain clog. What is going on?
The drain is filled with dead, what I think are bugs and worms because I've caught them on glue traps coming in the corner of the garage. It has a little grid on top. And it's cemented in, so I can't put anything big down there. I've probably only got a little over a fourth of an inch in each little space.
So you're talking about a drain, a floor drain for the garage?
Yes.
And where does it drain to? What does it do with the water that collects? Do you know where it ends up?
Yes, it just runs out into the side yard.
So as long as you have access to that from the side yard, you should be able to run a drain snake up that. Now, I say you, but given the distance, you're probably going to need a drain cleaning company like a like your Roto-Rooter or a Mr. Rooter type of a service to do that, because it's a long way. It's possible you could also rent a hand snake from a rental company and do it yourself, not the motorized kind, but there's a manual type of snake. And it seems unusual that you can't get that that grate off. That would be very helpful. But if you can't get it off, you might be able to use a shop vac right on top of it and sort of suck up whatever leaves or debris are right under that grate, and you might be able to sort of, you know, get some of it loose that way. You may have to stick like a, you know, probe down there and loosen it up if it's kind of caked, but you could use a vacuum to kind of suck up on that and hopefully pull some of it out. But if it's really clogged in the pipe, the only way to fix that is with a drain cleaning snake. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and I didn't think about doing it from the outside, so that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
All right.
All right, we've got Carl on the line who's looking for a new water heater, trying to step things up over there. What's going on?
I'm interested in electric heat pump water heater, and I haven't found any information about how it affects the climate in the house. If I put one in my basement, which is uninhabited, will it cool down my basement? Will I need to put some insulation between my basement and my living quarters due to the coolness of the air?
So, Carl, I don't think that installing a heat pump water heater, which is the most efficient type of electric water heater, is going to have any effect whatsoever on your basement in your particular description. You know, basically, the heat pump water heater takes some air in. It has a small fan. It takes air in from the top of the unit, usually blows it out the side. It doesn't heat or chill that air. I think you may be confusing the role of a heat pump in terms of an HVAC system that will supply warm air or cold air to warm or cool your house, the kind that has a compressor outside. Heat pumps are all self-contained, and they will have no effect on the room temperature, but they are going to have a big effect on your utility bills. And right now, there's lots of great rebates for them, I think up to around $1,000. So you'll find that the prices have come down on them, the rebates have gone up, and I think it's a really smart move and a good way to get away from an electric water heater, which, let's face it, that is the most expensive way ever to heat your water. Heat pump's a much better choice.
All right, now we're going to talk grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky with Nicole. Tell us what's going on.
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
You know, as much as we love to suggest very natural cleaners like lemon juice, when it comes to really dingy grout, it's just not going to cut it. So, Leslie, I'm thinking this is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which is called a grout stripper. That is probably the best material that will really strip into that sort of dinginess and try to get it out. You know, I had recently needed to re-grout a shower, and I found, and it also had gotten quite dingy, and then I found no matter how hard we cleaned it, we just couldn't get it white again. So what I did is I used the grout saw and kind of scraped away most of that old grout and then regrouted it. And once again, it looks bright. But I found you never can get it quite as bright as the day it was put in. What's your experience been?
It's just tough to keep white grout looking white and bright because you use the space. There's water, there's product, there's all kinds of things. And the grout, when not sealed, is just so porous. So, you know, you're right. Grout cleaner is definitely the place to start. A grout stripper, that's the more aggressive of the two. But with Tom, with the grout stripper, does it take away such a significant layer that you need to reapply any grout, or is it just a little bit so that you can still work with it and then seal?
No, it's a little, right. It doesn't really disintegrate the grout, but it does tend to allow you to get below that first surface of it to get it back to white. You know, we could avoid all of this if we just create a grout color called dingy. And then you'd never, ever have to clean your grout, you know?
Oh, I would like the dingy grout, please.
It's pre-stained.
That's wonderful. Could you imagine bringing home that little stick that
Perfect.
Looks like dirty?
It's like, you know, pre-washed jeans.
Oh, thank you.
Have a little fade to it. And you pay more for it, by the way.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this wonderful weekend? We are soon to be inundated with beautiful spring weather, so maybe you're ready to increase your home's outdoor living space with a deck. We're going to share some tips for planning the best design when the money pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of home improver are you guys? Do you hire somebody? Do you do it yourself? Do you ask people to come help and then you suddenly run out and go get more supplies or pizza? We don't judge. Whatever it is,
or just
get those
leave.
Projects. That's what I'm saying. You're like, hey, help me with this, but you know, I'm gonna go pick up lunch for the next 3 hours. Well, whatever it is, guys, however you like to get those projects done, we are here to lend a hand, and we love to share our knowledge. So check out the Money Pit podcast. You can join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading to Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, we've got Randy on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I've got an older bathroom, and I want to take the tub out and the shower kit and install a more of a handicap type shower kit.
Okay.
I'm getting about 60 years old, so I want to kind of go ahead and make it handicap.
Prepare for the future, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Have something to hold on to anyway, you know.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. So, you know, there are prefabricated, accessible one-piece shower unit designs that are a possibility. But if you want to build something that's maybe a little more customized, a little nicer, maybe you want to have a built-in bench, and do it with tile, I would tell you to take a look at Schluter Systems. Now, Schluter is a company that makes a whole host of tile underlayments, and they have a system that's called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. And the Kerdi system has components for every piece of that shower assembly, and it's designed to basically go together so that you don't have any leakage whatsoever. Once it's all installed, then you basically tile over top of the whole thing. And the part that really is where the sort of the rubber meets the road when it comes to water integrity are all of those different types of seams and the shower pans and such. And with the Kerdi system, that's all eliminated. It's all built in together so it works well together. So take a look at Schluter Systems and, in particular, their line of products called Kerdi. And I think you'll find a system there that will give you everything that you need to accomplish this as quickly and easily as possible. And you'll also have something that just will not leak, and it will be there for the ages.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll sure take a look at that.
All right, Randy. Good luck with that project.
Thanks a lot.
Now we've got Debbie from Delaware on the line who's got a question about some smoke smell and some paint and popcorn ceiling. What's going on?
When I bought the house I'm in, it has like a popcorn ceiling. And the ceiling was just, you know, you could lift a picture even on the walls, and you could see the nicotine stain on the wall. Anyways, it was painted over by contractors, but I'm not sure what's happening in the kitchen especially. It's from the sides where it meets the vertical walls. It's pulling away. And I didn't know what would be more economical or wiser to actually have that a professional come and scrape that ceiling off, or would the labor be so intensive as maybe to put a thin layer, if it's possible, like a sheetrock up there, or possibly maybe a wood treatment. I live in a beachy area, and I think I've seen some homes that do have wood in the ceiling, sort of like maybe a whitewash type of thing. I'm not sure.
Well, here's the thing. If you've got a section of popcorn ceiling that's not adhering properly, it's separating, you obviously have to scrape the rest of that off. There's no, I mean, not necessarily the entire ceiling, but you have to get rid of the loose stuff because you're not going to be able to reseal it. Now, once you do that, there is a type of popcorn repair product that comes in like an aerosol can. And you would have to, of course, mask off the cabinets and everything that's in that area. But you can spray it and restore the sort of the gap where you took off the old sort of loose popcorn. Now, it's going to be a different color, so then that would have to be followed by painting of the popcorn ceiling, which is not a pleasant project, but it can be done. You need a very thick roller. It's going to have slits in it. It's a special kind of roller. It has, like, slices in it.
Okay.
And uses a lot of paint, and then you sort of just start to, when you work that room one side to the other, and you can repaint that ceiling. Most people don't really like popcorn ceiling anymore, but you're kind of stuck with it.
No, I don't. I really don't like it. No.
You could remove it. I mean, that's another job. You can scrape it off, and then what you have to do is prime the ceiling. And then once you prime it, you can paint it. But I would recommend that you use a flat paint. Don't use like a ceiling paint. Use a flat paint. It's really important because even though you do a good job scraping off the old popcorn, you're going to find that the ceiling is still a little uneven underneath that old popcorn, the drywall. And if you paint with anything that's got any kind of a sheen, it'll show, and you'll see the bumps and sort of the warts in the wall. But if you scrape it off and prime it, then paint it with a flat paint, it comes out pretty good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, at least for considerably more than half of the year. I mean, truly, depending on what part of the country you call home, maybe this could be an extra room all year round. But that said, adding or even replacing a backyard deck does require some planning and some skill to pull it off, which begs this question, should I do this myself or do I hire somebody? So let's weigh the pros and cons of each here.
Now, first, if you do it yourself, you definitely stand to save just by virtue of the labor cost, right? But building your backyard deck, it could eat up a number of weekends, especially depending on how quickly you work. Also, that DIY option, well, it might be perfect if you're planning on a fairly simple square or rectangular deck. But things kind of get dicey if you choose a more complicated, especially multi-level deck design.
Yeah, so now if you're hiring a pro, this is definitely going to result in a pricier deck since, I mean, I get it, you're paying for the labor there. But on the plus side, a professional contractor, at least somebody who's reliable, is likely to finish that project much faster than you're going to do it. Sorry to, you know, break that news to you, but somebody who knows what they're doing and does this often is going to do it a heck of a lot quicker than you can. I mean, and the pros that you hire, they're also going to take care of all of the permitting process. They're going to know what's up to code, what isn't. So all of this is going to ensure that your new deck is going to be A-OK with that city inspector, because you do need to get these projects inspected when they're done.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because although some of you may not love the idea of having to shell out extra money and take the time to obtain a permit, not to mention having to pass an inspection by your local building inspector, but you will be glad you did in the end. Trust me, not only will you be confident your new deck is safe, you won't have to worry about problems or questions concerning that addition from your homeowner's insurance provider or from future potential buyers. I've been on home inspections where decks were constructed without permits, and the building inspectors made them tear it down before they could get a CO and sell that house. So important to make sure you have a permit when one is required.
Heading over to Mississippi, where Carl is taking on a decking project. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm telling you, I've had this problem with a deck for some years where I would replace the board and stain it and cover it up, seal it up good, and yet I seem to have boards that still kind of rot on me. So I was toying with the idea of using the material that I see advertised called a Trex board or something similar to that.
Yep.
How much maintenance do I have to face with that?
Yeah, Trex decking is great. It's a composite, which means it's made out of plastics and other materials. It's super durable. It's not going to rot or twist or warp like an organic material would, like regular wood. It requires really little maintenance. I mean, you do have to clean it every so often just because it does get yucky from the elements outside. It does get hot in the sun, so keep that in mind. And there's a variety of price points. Now, the lower end of the price point, I think, is like a solid single color, and I think there's only two color options. I remember like a gray and a brown. One side has like a smoother texture. The other side has more of a heavy wood grain look to it. And then, of course, the higher price point ends, you know, look like a variety of wood types and are really beautiful. Tom and I both actually have it. I have mine in a screened-in porch and the steps leading out to the yard, and it's been fantastic. I mean, it looks great. It lasts a long time. I mean, I've really had to do nothing to it, and I think the 12 years, something like that, that I've had it.
How difficult is the installation?
It's not terribly difficult. There are special screws that are designed to use with a composite that are, they sort of have like a drill bit sort of body to them so that they sort of cut their way in. Otherwise, you get like a mushroom that comes up when you drill into it in terms of the plastic. But they're pretty easy, and they're also, and it's not just Trex. There are many types of composite decking out there. Some of them have hidden fastening systems so you don't even see the fasteners. So if you just look into this whole category of composite decking, I think you'll find a solution there. With most decks, you can remove the decking board itself. You keep the structure, so you keep the framing that supports the floor. I would probably replace the railing, too, so that everything you see is going to be composite now. I call that sort of a deck-over project. As Leslie mentioned, there is a little bit of maintenance, especially if you're in an area like Mississippi where it gets warm and moist. You may have some algae that grows on it, but you can clean that. But again, it will do so without causing any structural damage to that board whatsoever.
And that'll still hold the weight like anything, like a 2x6.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Sounds like a great product. I'll go get some and get to work.
All right, Carl. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit this hour. When it rains, it pours, you guys. And you know what? A lot of people have been seeing a lot of rain this spring system. So maybe you start thinking about a rainwater collection system for your house. You can use all those downpours to help you hydrate your yard during those summer dry spells. We're going to share some tips on this project next.
Hey, Money Pit.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA helps veterans and service members become homeowners through the VA Home Loan Benefit Program. The program can help you buy, build, repair, or retain a home. Banks and mortgage companies finance the loan, and VA guarantees a part of it. You don't have to pay for private mortgage insurance, saving you money on your monthly mortgage payment. There's no down payment with a VA Home Loan Benefit, and the VA guarantee also means competitively low interest rates and limited closing costs. To get started, ask your lender about obtaining a VA home loan certificate or visit va.gov.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out and help yourself first, though, by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. So, Leslie, according to Jay the Mom, and I quote, Money Pit is a must-listen podcast, at least for me. I'm all about DIY. There are many components to owning a home or helping someone else with theirs. Very, very nice review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you very much, Jay the Mom. We really appreciate those reviews. It makes it possible to do what we do. So thank you so much for taking the time. It really does mean a lot to us. So thank you again.
Iris in Florida is on the line and has a question about a new countertop. Tell us about it.
Oh, hi. First and foremost, Leslie, let me tell you, I've loved listening to you and Tom for so many years. You're just, both of you are just so wonderful.
Thank you, Iris. I appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Well, my husband and I built our current home about 4 years ago. We did not upgrade the granite counters in the kitchen. We are now putting in a wonderful click-in waterproof vinyl planking throughout the entire house. And, of course, the counters are looking like they need to be upgraded as well.
What kind of counters do you have right now?
We currently have granite,
okay,
but we're very strongly favoring a quartz.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I mean, the cost is about the same. It's kind of a toss-up between those two products. The granite is probably a bit harder to take care of because it's more absorbent. It's the difference between, you know, solid stone and really engineered stone. I mean, the solid stone is what you have now, and engineered stone is what you would be getting.
We want to stay in this house fairly permanently, so... And we're pretty contemporary, and there's so many beautiful quartz patterns.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about style stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
So I think, Iris, the reason why I really do like quartz as a product, we put it in. My mom has a vacation home out on the east end of Long Island. My whole family shares it. And we had a big flood due to a pipe bursting a few years back, and we renovated everything in the house. And, I mean, and we had Formica countertops, laminate countertops that, you know, from a gajillion years ago. And we, all of us loved the look of marble, but none of us wanted the maintenance of marble. So we ended up going with a quartz that looks just like a beautiful white marble. And it's gorgeous. It's durable. It's stain resistant. It, you know, you can put a hot pan on it and not worry about it. I mean, we try not to, but you can. So we all love it. And we ended up also doing one that has a concrete look for a surround to a fireplace. And we've all been happy. And, I mean, this was trying to please three siblings and a mom. So, you know, we all struggled on picking the right thing. But I really do enjoy the quartz product. I mean, truly, I love marble. I love granite. But there is such a level of maintenance that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to take on that maintenance, it's just not going to stand up.
Well, it sounds like you made an excellent decision based on so many people to please. And since we were leaning so favorably toward it, I think I'm convinced. So thank
all
you
right.
all so very much.
Yep, good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
Well, spring is here, and it could be sending a lot of rain your way. But if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use all of those downpours to keep your lawn and garden happily hydrated well into the summer's dry spells. So, Tom, I mean, this really is a great way to water the yard all summer long when it's super hot without ever having to turn on the hose, right?
Well, right, yeah. And installing a rain barrel is really not that difficult. First of all, they come in all different sizes. But let's say you want to do one that's like an average size of like, I don't know, maybe like a 55-gallon drum size. Well, you've got to put something down first to support it because, remember, water is super heavy. So normally you put down some solid concrete blocks under it, maybe just a couple of them thick, and make sure it's really, really level. Then you'd set the rain barrel on top of that, and you want to make sure that the spigot is actually facing the garden. And then you attach a water diverter to the downspout elbow. That basically diverts the rainwater from the downspout directly into that barrel. Now you've got to distribute the water. So to do that, you simply attach a soaker hose to a spigot on the barrel, and then you run that hose up and around each plant in the garden. You can cover it with some mulch, and you'll be totally good to go. So not difficult at all to do, and very, very cost-effective because you're saving water at the same time.
Now, where can you find these rain barrels? I mean, there must be specialized ones out there. So where do you go? Where do you find them?
Yeah, you know, you're not going to find it in the aisle of home center, but you will find them online. There's a lot of landscape suppliers that do that. And by the way, there are folks that are watering a lot more than a garden with rain barrels. In fact, there are collapsible types that are like large and flat. And I've seen them under decks or in crawl spaces. They can hold 700-800 gallons of water or even more, basically just by taking advantage of all of the rain and storing it until it's needed. So it's a real good option. They're out there, something to think about, especially if you're in an area of the country that's challenged by a lot of droughts in the summer.
All right. I love this idea. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. One of the most overlooked appliances in your house, guys, has much to do with the quality of the air that you breathe and the amount of cleaning you need to do. You're like, what is this magical appliance? What is it? Exactly. It's overlooked. We're going to tell you what it is, all coming up next on The Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Are you planning a decor project? Maybe you're remodeling a kitchen or a bathroom. Perhaps you've got a leak, a squeak, something that needs fixing. Well, whatever it is, we here at The Money Pit, we're here for you every step of the way. So listen to The Money Pit podcast. You can get it at MoneyPit.com. We've got new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so lots of projects that you can tackle.
That's MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Jim in Washington's on the line and needs some help with an egress window. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a window in my basement that I need to replace with an egress window.
Okay.
And there's plenty of square footage in the opening in the concrete wall, but my window will be 54 inches off the floor, mm-hmm. which is a little bit more than 44 that's required off the finished floor. and I was just trying to figure out what my options were.
So your problem is that in the basement it's going to be 54 inches off the floor?
Yes.
Why are you putting it up so high? Is it because of the grade outside or the conditions outside?
That's initially, I think that's why they put it up so high.
Well, listen, you're not going to achieve an escape window if it's that high. I think what you need to do is look outside, and let's talk about some of the options there. The Bilco company, B-I-L-C-O, you know, kind of famous for the Bilco door. That's that sort of metal slanty door that covers a lot of basement doors. They have two products that are actually very efficient, very functional, and one of them is actually particularly good looking. One's called a stack well, and it's an egress window well. Basically, it's a very deep window well, very wide, that has a ladder built into it. So you don't really see the ladder unless you're inside looking out, but you basically can go through the window, grab the ladder, and then kind of climb up. And the other one's called a escape well, as in an escape well. And that one's kind of cool because it has a planter design. It's like a terraced kind of look to it, and that's going to take up a little bit bigger room outside. But it's designed to do the same thing. It enables you to basically have that window at the proper height, and then if you had to go through it in the event of a fire, you would easily be able to climb up out of that escape well. So I would take a look at those products from Bilco. I'm sure there may be others that make it. I just happen to be familiar with those. I've seen them at the trade shows, and they are pretty cool looking. If I needed one, I'd definitely buy it.
Okay. Is there any option like building a step inside to bring you up to a...
I mean, you probably could do that, but you know, why would you want to have an extra step in the floor? You know, that's just going to take away from the square footage.
You know, I've seen similar to climbing out of a pool, sort of indentations where your feet would go in to get a foothold to climb up. I've seen that built into a wall when you have a similar situation, and then you climb into that egress window, and then you climb out as well. You know, that's a good solution if you need it, but then you have to worry about the ability of somebody who might be in the space and the ability to climb out.
Stack well. An escape well.
Yep. Yeah, take a look at those Bilco products, and I think you may find a solution right there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, one of the most overlooked appliances in your home has much to do with the quality of air you breathe and the amount of cleaning you do. And that appliance is your vent fan. See, I know you were thinking... No.
I was thinking something else, maybe.
Exactly. Nope, it's your vent fans. It really is.
Well, you know what? Vent fans, they're really great for helping you reduce the humidity in your house. It reduces odors, pollutants, water damage in areas with a lot of moisture, like a kitchen or a bathroom. So they really are super helpful. And if they're installed properly, those vent fans will pull air from your kitchen or bathroom directly to the outdoors. And that takes all of that extra moisture and pollutants right outside with it. Now, in the bathroom, a vent fan helps reduce the incidence of mildew and mold growth and other water damage, so that does mean less cleaning. And in the kitchen, this is going to help remove those odors and pollutants that you make while you're cooking all of your fantastic meals for your family.
So next time you take a shower or you fill the tub or you cook on the stove, run your fan, please. You should typically run the fan in your bathroom for about 10 to 15 minutes after you're done with a shower, right? Because that's when all the moisture is sort of hanging out and condensing on the walls, and that's when you get the mold and mildew growth that starts setting in. Now, an easy way to do that is simply to connect it to a humidistat, which will keep it running just as long as that moisture is in the air. Once it's gone, the fan will stop automatically.
Yeah, and now when it comes to your kitchen exhaust fan, you should really be running that whenever you're cooking on the stovetop. And remember that vent fans exhaust moisture to the outside are definitely preferred over those recirculating fans that are only going to help manage odors. But I get it. Depending on the location of your cooking area, sometimes you just have to have the recirculating one. But definitely put in every effort to vent those outside.
Yeah, and regardless of whether they vent in or out, there's grease screens, remember, in those vent fans in the kitchen. So you need to change those as well as the filters about every 6 months. Sometimes you can take the grease screens out and just pop them in the dishwasher. It doesn't have to be hard. And the filters are often charcoal and easily replaceable.
Diane in Minnesota has got a steamy bathroom. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, the exhaust fan. It just does not seem to take the steam out of the bathroom at all. It just doesn't work for some reason.
Well, where is the exhaust fan mounted? It's on the ceiling and goes into an attic. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's in the ceiling. I just live in an apartment, so I'm not exactly sure where it goes. But
okay, well, see, that would be a good place to start because you want to make sure when you turn on an exhaust fan that you can see it actually exhaust somewhere. And generally, it's going to be a vent outside the building somewhere, and you can turn on the exhaust fan and see that vent open. So you need to figure out, or if it's an apartment, you need to have a super figure out where it's exhausting, because it could be obstructed, it could be crushed, it could be blocked, it could be terminated. There could be a lot of things wrong with it. And the other thing that you might want to think about, and you may or may not want to do this because it's an apartment and not a condominium that you own, but there's a different type of exhaust fan that's out now. Brone and Newtone make it, same company. It's called Ultra. And what's cool about it is it has a moisture-sensing switch built into it, a humidistat, so it runs whenever the room gets moist. So you can kind of set it and forget it, and you take a shower, it'll just stay on until all the moisture is evacuated out of the room and then go off again.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Diane. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. When we come back, we're helping out Mike, who's taking on a big bathroom renovation project. So we're going to share some tips for a leak-free one when the Money Pit returns.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the handy little blue microphone button. You can record your question. We will get it right away. We will call you back as soon as we can. You'll probably hear yourself in the next show. So go ahead and do that with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Well, Mike in California wrote into Team Money Pit looking for a recommendation for underneath the shower walls and floor. He says, what do you recommend for shower wall replacement? The old shower material has been removed and we're down to the studs. All right, this is a big bathroom reno project. I love it.
Yeah, it really is. I'll tell you what, there's a couple of ways to go with this. If you're going to sort of build this like the way we used to do it many, many years ago, where we would put up a wall board and then we would put tile on and we'd use all sorts of sealants and stuff. I mean, that's one way to do it. But the Schluter company has a system that I think is really smart called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I or K-R-D-I. And with this Kerdi system, it's kind of modular. So it fits on all sorts of different shower sizes. And you put in the pan, and then the walls like lock into the pan. And if you want to make sure your floor of the bathroom is waterproof, there's a system for that. If you want like a bench in a shower, there's a system for that. And they're all different components you buy and assemble together. And once you get in there, it is absolutely 110% waterproof. You can cover it with anything you want. But I really like that Kerdi system, so I would encourage you to take a look at that. Because I'll tell you, the weakest link is the pan, right? And if the pan cracks or it leaks in any way, you got to do a lot of work to replace that. So I would make sure I get that right the first time.
All right. Good tips there. Good luck, Mike. Now we've got Ed who asks, what's the best weatherproof caulking for windows?
You know, for exterior caulking, I prefer silicone. It's a little harder to work with because you can't use your favorite trowel, which in my case is my finger, to smooth it because it gets kind of sticky and gooey. But there is a trick. You could use dish soap on your hand first. And if you wet your fingers down with a little bit of dish soap, it does actually slide across the caulk. So if you're trying to get a nice neat bead between like the caulk and the door trim and the siding or something like that, you can do that. But I also say that less is more when it comes to caulk. Don't overdo it. But the reason I like silicone is because it lasts longer. And you usually get 10, 15 years out of silicone, a good quality silicone. So that's my advice, silicone.
Yeah, and these are generally things you want to do once and not have to do for a long, long time because, you know, windows sometimes require ladders to work on.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending this part of your spring day with us. Yeah, I'm going to say spring because it feels like spring in my area. I don't know if it's officially spring or not, but it certainly does feel that way. I think spring's like maybe next week officially.
It's
or maybe
the 21st. Stop rushing okay, so, my ski season.
I'm sorry. I just want to get to spring. Leslie, I know you love skiing, but
hey,
you can ski in the spring, right?
I do.
It's a little
softer
than snow.
They call it
mashed
potatoes.
It works. Mm-hmm. That's a good analogy. I used to go to a mountain up in New York, and they would have like a splash pool at the bottom of the ski run in the spring, and you would ski right into the water. Oh, what a mess that was.
Those are the best. That's always the closing weekend on the mountain, and I think this is the year that the kids have said they're going to do it. So we will see. I can't wait.
It's going to take you a week to dry out their boots and clothes.
It will.
Anyway, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We've got lots of great tips on our website at moneypit.com. Until we meet again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web.
Via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This report's sponsored by Kia. SUVs make up nearly 50% of all vehicles sold in the United States. But not all SUVs and crossovers offer the same capability, flexibility, and options. From passenger seating to available all-wheel drive and hybrid models, the most popular automotive category now offers more variety than ever. To find one that's best for you, ask yourself, what kind of vehicle do I want? How much space do I need? Whether you're looking for an off-road adventure or a highway companion, an SUV may be the perfect fit for your next vehicle. SUVs are an affordable option for many consumers, adding to the long list of reasons to consider one for your next vehicle. Not only are they spacious and offer more flexibility, they're also more fuel efficient than ever before. James Bell is the head of corporate communications at Kia America.
SUVs are prepared for a wide range of situations. With generous passenger accommodations and large cargo areas, they fit the needs of many new vehicle buyers. They come in various sizes, are versatile, dependable, and many come with all-wheel drive for the toughest conditions. If you're looking for something new in your driveway, an SUV might be the perfect choice.
To learn more, visit Kia.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it
coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home improvement projects. Need some help planning? Got some problems to solve? Got a decor dilemma? You want to repair? You want to renovate? You want to fix up? Whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours. We'll help you get going with some good advice to take on what you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or, better yet, for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you want a quick way to start a neighborhood feud, just put up an ugly fence on the wrong side of your property line. That'll do it right there. No questions asked. Well, we don't want that to happen to you, so we're going to share some tips on the right way to add a fence to your yard in just a bit.
And World Water Day is coming up on March 22nd, which makes it a good time to talk about how you should know if your water that you're drinking at home is safe. So we're going to interview an international plumbing engineer whose job it is to do just that.
And once the weather warms up and the kids spend more time outside, you may be spending more time inside doing loads and loads and loads of laundry. So we're going to share some tips to help make that work a little bit easier and help you save some money at the same time.
All right, I love that because laundry is endless with boy children. My goodness. But first, guys, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you are doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right.
So your job is to reach out to us with your projects and your questions. There are a couple of ways to do that. 888-MONEYPIT is the phone number. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Courtney in Rhode Island's looking for some gardening tips. What can we do for you?
I'm trying to find a spot for my raised garden bed. I'd like to put it behind the house, which is the north side. And I remember last year the spot being full sun. but last week I noticed it was completely shaded. How can I tell where it was gonna, where a good spot will be, you know, when it comes time to plant?
Yeah, I think you've just told yourself. Yeah, it depends on how high the sun is in the sky, and right now
it's
really
spring.
Right,
and it's also a seasonal thing.
Yeah, and it's a seasonal thing. So in order for you to get full sun for the longest period of time, it has to be in a more wide open space with no obstructions. And the north side of the house is generally not the best place to put a garden because it typically is the cooler side of the house. And you know, I had a situation when I first moved to my home that was like that, where we had a spot that had always been used in the garden. And, you know, because we'd lived there, my family lived there before that, I kind of didn't notice how big the trees had gotten, but I did notice that my garden was getting smaller every year until I was like, duh, I got to move the garden. And once we moved it to a full sun southern spot, the garden production pretty much doubled and then tripled. So I think that you basically have to get it somewhere else other than the north if you really want to have a long season here.
Gotcha. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Now we've got Heather in Tennessee who's dealing with a flooring situation. What happened?
Well, my husband and I we have a water filter on our countertop, and we overfilled it one day, and it leaked out onto the hardwood and while we were at work, and it's left a 6 by 8 inch diameter area of bulking of our hardwood floors. Okay. You can't really see it, but you can feel it, like when you're walking over it with like socks on, it kind of snags. So I didn't know if there's anything that you could do, like a DIY project, or if you have to have the whole floor resanded, restained. I really don't want to go through all that mess.
Well, if the floor is swollen, it's kind of a one-way street, and you're not going to be able to kind of get the toothpaste back in the tube. At this point, if you want to try to make it flat and smooth again, you do have to sand it out. Now, it might not be as terrible as a project as you think. You may not have to do the entire floor. You might just be able to do a repair of that particular area. Do you happen to have the stain and the finish that was used on that floor?
I don't. And actually, another reason I'm kind of weary of it is because we got the same man that did our hardwood floors to begin with come back and put hardwood in our bedrooms, and they don't match whatsoever. So I'm kind of really worried.
Let me ask you another question. Do you have any extra pieces of that floor anywhere?
I don't.
Do you have any area of the floor that's less noticeable, like in a closet or a pantry?
Yes.
Okay. You know, here's a solution for you. A good carpenter can do this. You can basically cut out some of the floor that's in the lesser visible area, cut out enough of it to be able to use to repair the area in your kitchen. Then you could cut out the bad boards, throw those away, and then insert the boards that you salvaged from the closet area. And then go ahead and repair that closet area with whatever is handy or whatever new you can purchase, and stain it to get as close as you can. And because it's inside the closet, no one will probably ever know, be the wiser for it. Yet you'll have some boards that match exactly the damaged boards in the kitchen in order to repair that spot. How about that?
Well, that sounds a whole lot better than re-sanding everything. So.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Program. What are you guys working on? How can we help you? What kind of projects are you thinking about for this upcoming spring season? Well, whatever it is, that is exactly what we do. We help you get those projects done right, so let us know what you are working on. Coming up, as the saying goes, good fences make great neighbors. Well, we're going to share how you build a fence to keep you and those neighbors happy next. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You have a big project? You have a small project? Is it a decor project? Or maybe you're dreaming about that big remodel that you finally want to tackle? Well, whatever it is, we are here for you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. Brian in Alaska's on the line and is having some issues with some discoloration on the walls. What's going on?
I have a couple of questions about, you know, springtime. Everybody's getting that fever here in about 2 months. But anyhow,
yeah.
Long story short, inside my house, I have a lot of cedar walls, cedar planking. And I've had pictures on the walls in the past. And so what happens is you take the picture down and all that sunlight has faded that cedar. So it's darker where the pictures are at. And yep. So what I'm trying to do is, without having to sand the entire wall down and reseal it or refinish it, is there anything I can do to help with that, to get the color closer back to
the wall? Well, only if you were to stain it, you know.
Okay.
Because you're basically talking about oxidation here. As it's exposed to the ultraviolet light from the sun, you're going to get different coloration. And where you have the wall covered, you know, it's going to be different than where it's not covered. And so, yeah, you can sand it down, or you probably don't even have to sand it much if you were to stain it, because the stain would basically color the light and the dark places and probably blend it in nicely and would give it some protection against future oxidation. But short of that, I don't really have any other suggestions for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking the sanding kind of idea is what I was going to wind up doing. It's just there. It's a big project.
Don't move the pictures.
I used to say that you can just don't move the picture or get
just
bigger
don't
ones.
Ever move the pictures.
Yeah. Or if you have to, get a bigger one.
Yes, exactly true. Or put them back in the same size. And that is also an option I may have to that's what I'm doing right now. So I do appreciate you taking the time to take my call. So it looks like I'm going to sand. So they have is there any kind of sanding you'd recommend with that? Should it be dustless?
Yeah, I would just tell you, because you're talking about cedar, Brian, that can be really annoying to your lungs, okay? It can,
correct,
can
yeah.
cause a respiratory reaction. So you want to make sure you're really careful with ventilation. So the best way to vent that space is to depressurize the room you're working in. So let's say you got, you know, a window or a door at one end and another one at the other end. put a regular room fan in one of those windows or doors and point it out so that you depressurize the room. In other words, dust that gets into the air gets sucked out and fresh air gets sucked in. That plus make sure you wear a good quality dust mask while you're doing the work so that you stop, so you don't breathe in that cedar dust.
Safety first. I appreciate you a lot, and thank you very much for taking the time.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, guys, putting up a fence can definitely add some style, some security, and value to your property, but can also be an eyesore, a maintenance headache, and it could cause a battle with your neighbors. So to avoid all those pitfalls, you have to plan carefully. Here's what you need to know.
Yeah, first of all, you have to check out exactly where your property lines are so that you're not building in your neighbor's yard. You also want to check with local officials to make sure that you don't need a permit to build one. And once you're sure about those things, then you can start thinking about what kind of fence you actually want.
Now, fencing is available in a lot of different materials, including natural and pressure-treated woods, vinyl, and metal. Natural wood, of course, can be beautiful, but it's going to require the most maintenance.
Now, you also have to remember that there are actually two sides to the fence, and it needs to look good from the outside as well as the inside, so don't try to save money on your gate as well. It's going to take the most wear and tear of the whole fence system, that gate, so you want to make sure that you're investing in a good quality product there, and it can also be a security risk if somebody leaves that gate open, especially if you have a pool. So think about adding a spring hinge because that will help that gate swing right back into place and close.
So I'm replacing a picket fence right now in a house that we take care of, and we needed 72 sections of picket fence, which were going to be like something about $10,000 worth of fencing. I thought, you know what? I don't need to spend 10 grand on this. I can build the picket fence, and I did. And here's how I did it. First of all, to make the fencing sections, I took a 2x6 and I ripped it right down the middle. So now I had like the top support for the fence section and the bottom support, like a 2x3 at each side. Then for the pickets, instead of buying individual pickets, I bought the pickets they sell for big board-on-board fences. You know, they're 6 feet long and they're about 5.5 inches wide. And I bought one of those for $2 each, right? But I cut it vertically and I cut it in half to get the 3 foot by, say, 2.5 inch pickets.
Yeah.
And basically, I got every picket was like 50 cents that way. So I got 4 out of 1. Bottom line is I spent about $2,000 on materials. And it's all cut up, all stained, huge savings. 4x4 posts, you know, for the posts. And I actually think I probably, it's going to come out better than if I hired a pro because I got like those U-shaped brackets so you can drop the sections in. And this way, if you want to cut the grass, you can pop a section out. So it really worked out well. But you don't have to.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, hire somebody to do it. If you're pretty handy, you can buy the material and build it yourself.
Karen's on the line now dealing with some unwanted visitors. You've got flies? What's going on?
I have, I think, what is called cluster flies. I've never heard of them before in my life. I thought they were coming out of the register at the bottom. You know, I had the heat register and the air conditioning register at the bottom of the floor. And they seem to be accumulating in my master bedroom.
Yep.
And I called an exterminator. And he says, well, it sounds like you have cluster flies. Are they lethargic? I said, yeah. And they look like a regular house fly. Last fall, I must have killed, I can't even tell you how many of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I was freaking out.
Well, yeah, there's a big population of them, and you're chasing after them one, you know, one at a time here. They're called cluster flies, or sometimes you call them attic flies.
Yes, I looked it up.
Yeah, they're pretty common. It's the kind of thing that if you've tried, you know, just sucking them up with a vacuum and that sort of thing, that there's just too many of them. You got to put the right pesticide down. It's usually a pyrethrin type of a pesticide. And in some states you can buy it over the counter, but frankly, I don't recommend it. I think you're probably better off at this point hiring a pro. They know exactly what to put down and exactly the right amounts to make this problem go away. And I think you're just going to frustrate yourself by chasing after it one fly at a time. There's too many of them. They got you outnumbered. And I think you need to get the right product down to fix it up.
He won like $700.
$700? That's a lot of money. This is a,
that's
this
what
is
I
a,
bought.
Listen to me. This is a service call. Okay. This is not a, we're going to pay for our kids' college in one visit kind of a call. This is a service call and it should be charged at the service call rate. Now there are pest control companies out there, and actually I have one in my local town that I actually contracted with where I could have paid, I don't know, maybe a couple $100 for the one service call, or I could have paid like $500 and had them do, you know, two treatments a year and be kind of on call for everything else. And that was the option that I took because I knew I lived in a very old house on a dirt basement with five separate crawl spaces that, you know, insects love to infest, and we don't like to see them upstairs. So I did take advantage of that, and it worked out quite well for us. I mean, that would be a reason to maybe pay a little bit more if you're going to get a service contract out of it with some built-in service calls.
Yeah.
But this is a one-time thing. It shouldn't be a $700. Why don't you do this? Why don't you go to homeadvisor.com, look at the reviews for pest control firms in your area, and find one that's highly reviewed. I can guarantee you anybody that charges $700 for a service call is not going to be highly reviewed, and you'll find the best ones for this particular project.
Well, I asked him if he had if it was a contract, because he initially told me $245 for the initial visit and then $45 a month whether he comes here or not. I'm like,
that's a lot.
Get out of here. I'm not letting you hit my charge card for $45 a month, even whether I see you or not.
I don't blame you.
No, I don't
think you have the right guy. So like I said, go to homeadvisor.com, look at the guys that have the best reviews, call one or two of them and take it from there, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mark in Missouri is on the line with a roofing question. What can we do for you today?
I've got a house. It's probably about 50 years old, and it's had the roof replaced on it one time. It's got a tar and a gravel a lava rock roof, tarp. And I know I'm going to have to replace that here one of these days. Now, the decking on the roof is actually my ceiling. It's a 2x6 tongue and groove. And I'm sure they've got tar paper on top of that and then some insulation and then the tar and lava rock. And I'm wondering how I'm going to have to replace that, what type of insulation I could use on that. It doesn't have a lot of pitch.
And when you say decking, we're talking about the structural decking. You don't use this as a recreational deck. Is that correct?
No, that's the 2x6 is the actual decking for the roof. Like I said, it's the ceiling on the inside of my house.
So you're looking for options in low slope roofing, then? Is that correct?
Right. Yes. I'd like to go back with metal roof, but what do I do on top of the decking that I've got?
Right. Well, if you were going to go with metal roof, you're going to probably go down to the original decking, and then you're going to put a new insulating board on top of that, and then you're going to put the metal roof over that. And you're pretty much going to do that same assembly regardless of the type of roof you use. If you were to use traditional flat roof like a modified bitumen, which is sort of like a rubberized asphalt kind of product, you know, you would do it in the same sort of fashion. It's real important, though, that when you choose your roofer, you want to make sure, Mark, that you find one that's really experienced with flat roofs. Because what I've found is that very often you have, you know, groups of roofers that are just terrific with pitched roofs. But when it comes to flat roof, it's only sort of the occasional job. And they don't always have the skill set to do that. The guys that do flat roofs a lot are more the commercial roofers. And, you know, you could pretty much go with any technique that they recommend based on your particular situation, and it's going to get done well. But I would just say that make sure that the devil is in the detail with these flat roofs, because they're if you have any defects in the assembly of the roofing material itself, or more commonly the flashing points where, like, you know, pipes come through the roof and that sort of thing, that's where the leaks actually show up. So it's not an impossible situation. It's just unusual for residential.
The original builders here, they put a thin insulation up there, and it got so hot in the summer, they took it out and put more insulation in. I don't know what they've done.
Yeah, there are insulation boards for that. And by the way, about the heat in the summer, if that's an issue, that's something that the metal roof can actually help you a lot with, because the new metal roofs today, they actually have a low E coating, and they reflect the heat back off of the roof, so it doesn't become, you know, this huge heat sink that's throwing a lot of radiant energy down into your room.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm hoping to go metal and then forget it.
I got it. Got it, Mark. All right, man. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, have you ever wondered if your drinking water is safe? Well, we are going to interview an international plumbing engineer whose job it is to make sure that that water is indeed safe. So stick around.
888-MONEY-PIT. Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, World Water Day is coming up on March 22nd, which is why now is a good time to talk about two big areas of concern. First, how do I know that my drinking water is safe? And secondly, will there be enough of it?
Well, to learn more, we welcome Christoph Lohr, a plumbing engineer who works for an organization known as the IAPMO Group, a global organization that develops codes and standards for the products that control the flow of water that comes into and out of your house. Welcome, Christoph.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the chance to join you all.
So IAPMO, that is an International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials, right? You guys do the codes.
Yes. We develop two of the model plumbing codes in the U.S. The one that's probably most familiar is the Uniform Plumbing Code, UPC for short, and then the Uniform Mechanical Code, UMC for short. And we're adopted in about half the country. With various states and codes, and we have a few others that get built, but that's getting probably too far in the weeds.
Well, let's talk about water quality first. I mean, last year we heard news about the prevalence of PFAS in our water. We've been hearing about lead, even though I was a home inspector for 20 years, and I stopped seeing lead pipes over the years. I was a home inspector, but then come to find out there's still in so many houses across the country, so many municipalities still have lead pipes that need replacing. How do we know if our drinking water is safe? You know, we're consumers. We're drinking this every day. There's a lot of advertisements out there for water testing and so on. How do you actually know what's coming out of that tap is good for you?
Well, that's a great question to start with. And I think it kind of, it's one of those things where we have to remember, first off, that all the water on the earth has been here the entire time. And nature, for the entire time the earth has been around, has been this amazing filter. Our bodies are made up of 60% water. And we really can only survive 3 days without water. So water is this universal thing in our lives. And for PFAS, which is per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, think like Teflon, the story is what makes it a story is it does remind us that, yes, there are contaminants in our water, but that's because water wants stuff in it. It really, as water flows through things, it's going to pick up whatever's there in many respects. And so when it comes to the safety of that water, we have to remember that the water in the U.S. is very regulated. And, it has some of the most regulated things in there. And even though it wants stuff in it, there's still ways, that's as simple as putting a filter on in your home to kind of clean it up a little bit further. So the water is safe. It's just a matter of, because it's a complex system, a complex element, that there's maybe a little bit of cleanup that's needed at the back end.
So now, I live in a town where there's always constant talk about the quality of water and testing being done, and people talk about installing these whole house water filters. I mean, it always seems like there's a lot of options to choose from when it comes to water filtration. And then how do you know what's the right type of filtration system for you, and do they really make the water safer?
That's a great question. And I think a lot of people, too, a lot of people, because of that option, they'll go to bottled water. Worth noting, bottled water doesn't have nearly the amount of regulation. Usually when you don't have regulation around something, enforcement mechanisms are lawsuits, in essence. But, when you look at the cost to ship it, the water from one location to another and the health concerns from microplastics that get absorbed by the water in the water bottles. One study recently found like 240,000 detectable plastic fragments in a typical liter bottle.
And they say that's okay.
Well, there's some debate about it.
Right.
Right.
But let's even give them the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, the average gallon of tap water costs half a cent, so that's half of 1 cent. And while the same amount of bottled water, combining single-serving water bottles, costs around $9.47. So you're looking at spending 2,000 times more for water that may or may not be any better. So that's what kind of comes to your point of, if it's with a little bit of filtration at your home, you can get the water quality you want. And that's really, back in my history as a plumbing engineer, I used to design these really crazy lab systems. And we would take really purified water and then purify it even further at certain points. I took that lesson and I basically applied it to my own home, which is I have a filter at my home. I use a pretty simple carbon filter, granular activated carbon. And that does that little bit of cleaning because the water that serves my tap, you know, also serves my toilet and also serves the fire hydrant outside my home.
So let me ask you a question about that. So you're starting with that filter. That's a whole house water filter. Is that at the main water valve where it comes in? It goes, all the water goes through that filter. Is that where it is? Or are you talking about like a filter for a sink?
A filter for a sink. You can put, you know, you can put filters underneath. And really, you know, if you put one in for the whole house, you know, the cost can increase. That's at least what I've done. Now, some people want that. You know, it depends on what you want as an individual consumer. But from an effective standpoint, you know, cost effective, and getting the water that I want to drink, I put it on the filter on the drinking water that I want to drink because I don't need the same water that I flush my toilet with to be the same drinkable quality that I want coming from my kitchen faucet.
I can't tell you how many times in the years I was a professional home inspector that I would be under that kitchen sink looking for leaks. I'd see the water filter, and I was absolutely certain that the first time that filter was changed and when it was brand new, and here we were 10 years later, that filter's never been changed. And it's probably become, you know, a collection point for bacteria at this point. So you really have to maintain these things if you want it to work right.
Correct. And that's just like with anything else in the home. You have to maintain it. But the good news is that something like a granular activated carbon filter, it can remove so much and reduce the amount of levels of some of the contaminants in water, like lead, like PFAS, like disinfectant byproducts, and other things. And Atmo R&T, you know, we test hundreds of products like filters, you know, per year as a basis for certification. And when we test these products, not all products that test get certified. And so, you know, the beauty of what we do at Iatmo is we help simplify the complex. You know, if you look for that certification mark on a filter before you buy it, and it says, you know, certified by Iatmo R&T, that's a great way to make sure it's a quality product. And doing regular maintenance on it, you know, swapping it out on the recommended basis, usually I think 6 to 8 months on a granular activated carbon filter, you're going to have something that's going to work well and provide you with you know, that improved water that you want at your kitchen sink.
You know, I think we all keep talking about these shortages of tradespeople. I feel like, you know, I've got a high schooler, a young man, who doesn't think about a job in the trades, but there are so many people that want these water filtration systems, that want to deal with issues about water quality. And given that there are a shortage of trades folks in this industry, do you think now is a great time to consider sort of jumping into this field?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, there is a shortage of tradespeople. There's a shortage of engineers and design professionals. Overall, plumbing is often an afterthought. Again, I think we expect those systems to work. But, you know, it's funny. There was this open house in my neighborhood recently, and they, you know, when I went in, the realtor was boasting to me about how they increased their water main size because they added an alternate dwelling unit in the back. And I thought, oh, man, you know, this is something we could have solved. You know, Iatmo, we have this water demand calculator, which right sizes plumb, you know, piping systems and water meter sizes, and you know, that could have potentially probably saved them, you know, probably thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars on some of that rework for the piping. The U.S. Plumbing industry has about 500,000 people, I think you had said, and that labor pool is shrinking. And so plumbing science is getting more and more intricate. You know, we have to be more mindful of a lot of different things. You know, we have to look at all these different components at a home level, at a, you know, institutional level, and everything in between. And so because it's getting more complex and because that labor pool is becoming smaller, there is a lot of opportunity. You know, and really when you look at the plumbing professionals out there, the installers, the designer, the inspector, all of these are unsung heroes that are out there ensuring the flow of modern life. Maybe a little bit of pun intended there, but really that expertise is turning chaos into comfort, and it's really making every drop count.
Turning chaos into comfort. I like that. Christoph Lohr, a plumbing engineer with Iatmo. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great advice, and glad to hear of the great organization that you belong to and all the hard work you guys are doing to keep our water safe and available. Chris, is there a website for more information?
Yeah, most certainly. You can go to www.iapmo.org. It's iatmo.org. And that'll get you to all of our sources, the Iatmo R&T lab testing for product certifications and everything else you want to know about plumbing that we do.
Terrific. Thanks again.
Christopher Lohr, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, are you ready for some spring cleaning in the coming days and weekends? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, which is a daily occurrence in our home, we have got a few tips to help you save money next.
Live in the Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what kind of projects are you tackling around your money pit this upcoming spring season? Are you already kind of daydreaming about what it is that you want to do, what you want to be working on? Well, whether those projects have you doing the job yourself or hiring a pro, we here at the Money Pit love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time on our Money Pit podcast. You can join us at the Money Pit podcast on moneypit.com/podcast.
And speaking of our podcast, I want to send out a special thank you to Tour WDW, somebody who obviously likes Walt Disney World, I'm just guessing. That user said, gave us 5 stars and said, I got into the home improvement kick during the pandemic and then sold my house. I completely renovated for a smaller one to renovate as well, but increased my commute. I discovered Tom and Leslie after my wife suggested that I find some podcasts to listen to on my drive to and from work. What can I say? Tom and Leslie are practical, informative, and know their stuff. It's been about 2 months since I discovered them, and they have both confirmed things I already knew and taught me some new things. So I listen weekly and appreciate their planned tips and questions. So thank you very much, Mr. Tor WDW, and to your wife for suggesting that you get on the podcast kick. We really, really appreciate that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It means a lot to us. and really helps us be able to do more of what we do. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that. And if you'd like to drop us a five-star review, if you take a picture of that review and send it to us, we would also love to give you a copy of our book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure.
Sherry in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've been living in my house for like 20 years, and the house is probably 50 years old. Is it worthwhile to have the air ducts or the furnace ducts cleaned?
Unless you're having a problem. I mean, what most people drop the ball is that they don't replace their filters soon enough. And so if you've not done that, if you've not replaced your filter recently, then that would be the first step. But I don't think you necessarily have to get your ducts clean. There's such a wide variety of quality when it comes to air filters for heating and cooling systems. And I would just tell you to invest in a very good quality filter and make sure you change that on a regular basis.
The furnace guy comes in the spring and the fall, and he changes it then.
Yeah, but that's not enough. Depending on the type of filter you have, I mean, you probably are going to be changing that filter at least every couple of months. So probably at least the minimum four times a year, and probably maybe even more frequently than that. And the other part of this is making sure you use the exact right size filter and that it's situated properly in the ducts, because if not, air and dust is going to go around it. But if you put the right kind of filter in your system, the air is going to be cleaner as a result.
Okay, thank you.
Well, guys, after a cold and snowy winter, we are all ready to welcome the warmer temperatures of spring and maybe even a little spring cleaning.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about doing loads of laundry in the days ahead, we've got some tips to help you save money along the way. First of all, always run those loads full. You're going to use the same amount of energy with a full load versus only washing a couple of shirts. You also want to switch loads while the dryer is warm to allow you to use that remaining heat that's inside the dryer for the next cycle. And be sure to clean that lint filter on the dryer after every single load. Your dryer is going to run more efficiently and safely.
And if you're ready for new appliances, make sure you look for Energy Star certified washers and dryers. They use about 20 to 25% less energy than conventional models.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, when there is a lot on your plate to tackle, it's hard to know what to do first. We're going to help a new homeowner of an old house sort out her to-do list next.
Live in a Money Pit. Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices,
prices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org. LLC.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your calls, your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Meredith reached out to us with a big project. She says, I've just moved into a building that's about 100 years old, and there's a lot to do, but my question is, what do I do first? My concerns are water-damaged walls and chipping paint, hardwood flooring that has some water damage and is worn from decades of foot traffic, and bathroom fixtures that are worn and grimy. What do I do?
Well, it's also always hard to figure out what to do first, but I'm hearing water as a theme here, right? So a lot of water
stains.
Not a good way. So we want to make sure that whatever's causing all of that leak damage has been fixed. Otherwise, you really shouldn't be proceeding with any of those sorts of repairs. So in terms of repairs, generally what you do is structural things first. And it doesn't sound to me like you have a lot of structural things here, so that's a good thing. But I guess I would turn to the walls and the chipping paint. I assume the cause of the water damage has been addressed at this point. But if not, definitely should be your first priority. And as for the paint, remember that a 100-year-old building is most likely going to contain lead paint. So you need to get that tested so that you know what you're dealing with. And if it turns out it's lead, you're going to have a trained and certified and experienced lead paint remediation company help. In terms of the worn and damaged hardwood floor, pretty easy fix. Given the condition, this may not be a DIY project, but you certainly can cut out any of the bad boards or certainly sand them down and refinish it. So I don't think it's a terrible amount of work. And lastly, those bathroom fixtures that are really worn and grimy and rusted, there's a product called EcoPel, E-C-K-O-P-E-L, I believe it is. It's an epoxy coating system for old porcelain fixtures. Once you put it on, they will look brand spanking new. Just be sure to follow the label directions. I used it on a very old tub. It looked fantastic.
All right. That's a great tip, Tom.
Well, spring is the perfect time to think about redecorating spaces in your home for a fresh look. And Leslie has tips on where to start in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, where shall we begin? So many things to do.
Yes, so much to tackle come springtime, because it really is the perfect time to take a look at rooms around your house, see what changes can bring in some new pizzazz. I think the bathroom is a great place to start. And a few things that you can do are to replace that shower curtain, maybe change that color, bring in a pop of a new color, something that says spring, summer, as opposed to drabby winter. Or you can add a tie-back drape just to sort of give it that extra layer on the shower curtain. Or you can very easily replace towels. You can find some inexpensive ones. You can replace those bath mats, and that's going to give the space an entirely fresh feel. And remember that patterns really help to add some interest to the space, so don't shy away from something if you find it appealing. Now, you can also take it a step further with a fresh coat of paint. Bathrooms are the perfect space for wallpaper, even if you just put it on an accent wall. I mean, I just wallpapered my bathroom last year, and I love it. It was super easy to do. It really changed the space. I mean, granted, I did a sophisticated Harry Potter pattern. That's right. I said sophisticated Harry Potter. But you would never know. You would just think it's like Magical Apothecary, which I guess really is Harry Potter. But anyway, it's gorgeous. And I promise you can pick any wallpaper that will make you feel as happy as mine does. You can also change out that vanity. You can change out the hardware on the vanity just for a little change that can make a big difference. Change out the towel racks. I mean, so much you can do to just kind of change whatever that metal look is in the bathroom space as well. And if you've got typical sconce lighting around a mirror, why not add a chandelier or some other kind of overhead fixture? You can never have too much lighting in a bathroom because there's so many different things you do in that space. So it'll give you an opportunity to light that space for whatever you're using it for, whether it's a relaxing bath or putting on your makeup or shaving. Whatever it is, lighting is the trick. So there's so much you can do in a bathroom space. Just take the time, do some research online, find some things that you like, and then get at it. It's spring, you guys.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, as weather warms, local wildlife gets to work. They'll disrupt your plans for a beautiful landscape and garden. We're going to share ways to keep deer, rabbit, and groundhogs out of tearing up your space on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit. Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden signed into law Saturday a $1.2 trillion spending package that passed the House Friday morning and the Senate early Saturday morning. The measure keeps the government funded into the fall. Meanwhile, former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says helping Israel defeat Hamas is in the best interest of the United States.
Former Senator Talent says President Biden has lost sight of one important fact in the Israel-Hamas war.
Iran is our chief adversary in the Middle East.
And is trying to control the entire region using a number of proxies.
Hamas is one of them, Hezbollah is another.
Already at Iran's direction to launch terrorist attacks like the one that now has Israel fighting for its very survival in Gaza.
And by the way, in defeating Hamas, they're defeating an enemy of the United States. They're doing us a favor.
Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reported.
The Islamic State Group's Afghanistan affiliate claiming responsibility for the attack at the Moscow Concert Hall. But Rika N. Garcia reports Russia's leader says he knows who was behind the attack.
Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that Ukraine was linked to the attack on a concert hall in Moscow that killed more than 100 people. Putin recently addressed his country and says additional security measures have been imposed throughout Russia. In his statement, he assures that assistance will be extended to the families of the victims and offers his sincerest condolences.
But Ukraine's president disputes the allegation, as we hear from Sarah Rainsford.
In the address, Mr. Zelensky accused Russia itself of terrorism against Ukraine, destroying its cities and sending soldiers who torture and rape. He suggested the Russian people should question the work of their own security services instead of blaming Ukraine. Otherwise, he warned, Vladimir Putin would simply...
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A new national security law takes effect in Hong Kong Saturday, enforced by the Beijing-backed government.
4 years ago, Beijing imposed a national security law on Hong Kong following pro-democracy demonstrations. It introduced tough restrictions on free speech that brought the protest movement to a shuddering halt. This new set of rules expands the scope of that legislation. It allows for closed-door trials and detention for up to 16 days without charge. The territory's leader will be able to ban organizations accused of working with foreign forces.
While the offenses outlined in the new law pertain to acts conducted without lawful authority, there is anxiety that the law may create gray areas. Check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. To the polls we go.
Voters are heading to the polls in Missouri and Louisiana today for presidential primary votes. The outcomes are not suspenseful, since President Biden and former President Donald Trump have already clinched their party nominations for the November election. But these primary races in Louisiana and Missouri are being watched by insiders looking for trends on turnout and any signs of protest votes. For Biden, some liberals in other states have been writing in uncommitted to show their anger over support for Israel's assault on Gaza. Trump faces dissent from some who are worried about his legal troubles. The primary in Missouri is only for Democrats. Republicans there already held their caucuses earlier this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're here. What a week it's been, and we're not slowing down at all. Word just came out that Trump could be close to that $460 million to keep everybody at bay while he waits for his appeal. I'll keep you up to date on that. Nicole Ambrose will be joining us, too, the Maryland National Committee woman. She'll give us a perspective on what Republicans are up to. Also, did you see the latest poll? Larry Hogan, the popular, moderate Republican governor from Maryland, former now, is up double digits in the Senate race. Now, a lot can happen, obviously, but it just goes to show you, people of Maryland leans left, pretty much, as we know. We're pretty happy with the way he governed, and if you want the balance of power to go to the Republicans in the Senate, Hogan winning would virtually guarantee it. So before we get to Comer, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You're the reason why, in large part, I beat Donald Trump. Yeah. Let's beat him again. Well, you know, I need you. I need you badly. I need the help. Kamala and I desperately need your help.
That is Joe Biden begging for Hispanic help. 2024, Biden begs the media to check the polls. He says he's winning. We did. He's not. Trump is winning in battleground states and winning over Hispanics, which for the Dems means time to panic, which they are.
Number two.
If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, you're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024. And you're going to elect Donald Trump.
And that's what she wants to do. Tish James is eyeing Trump properties as the former president scrambles to get $450 million. It's the appeals judge. It's in the appeals court's hands. But is America's judgment on who is the villain, is it really flipping in real time?
Number one.
I mean, right now, this happened earlier this morning in El Paso. Approximately 600 illegal immigrants that actually contributed to breaching those physical barriers and getting across unlawfully, complete disrespect for our laws in Texas, complete disrespect for the sovereignty of our state.
That is Lieutenant Chris Olivares. The border is overrun in El Paso. It's a scene I never thought I would see in America. Just one arrest when hundreds get through. The Dems being beginning to realize it's a disaster for them. They have to address it as President Biden goes to two border states but does not go to the border itself. Congressman James Comer of Kentucky, Chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
I know you have a lot on your plate, but did you happen to see this scene at the border?
Yeah, I'm watching Fox right now. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, this is the policy that Joe Biden wants. He wants an open border policy. He's trying to fundamentally change America. This is about politics. This is about the Electoral College. This is about getting new voters. And it's despicable, and hopefully this will be the biggest issue in the election this fall.
You know, no one thought it was possible. You know, those Republicans don't like Hispanics. That's why they want to crack down on the border. Everybody knows that ship has sailed. How do you explain this? The latest Siena New York Times poll, Congressman Comer, has Trump up 6 with Hispanics. The New York Times Siena poll, which yeah. leans left.
We should be the party of the Hispanics. Hispanics work hard. They have a strong sense of family. They pay their taxes. They are Republicans by ideology. And look, many of the Hispanics they want border security. The majority of Hispanics want border security. Their ancestors and many of them came over here legally.
Yeah.
There's a legal process to come here. They know that the people that are crossing the border are bringing fentanyl, they're bringing crime, and they don't want that. The Hispanics have as strong a sense of family as any demographic in America, and it's a threat to their family with all the crime that's coming across Joe Biden's open border.
So what is your take on the Bobulinski, I call it the Bobulinski hearing yesterday, or 2 days ago? It was his chance to go out and say what he saw up close and personal, to recount again for the American people, for anyone watching, that he did sat across from Joe Biden. He said, take care of my son. He was 10% for the good guy. Those were his, for the big guy, those were his text messages. It was Bobulinski being challenged by Dan Goldman and by AOC and by Jamie Raskin. What emerged in your mind, Congressman Comer?
The truth. And look, of all the Biden associates that the Bidens had, Tony Bobulinski's the one guy with a spotless past. He made his own money. He didn't make it through scheming people like all the other associates. He's never been in prison. He's never been investigated. He's the one guy that was clean as a whistle. And because of that, he could tell the truth. You know, you've got Devin Archer. You've got all, Eric Sherwin. You've got all these other people that were involved with the Bidens who honestly, Brian, would need immunity or something to be able to tell the truth because they would implicate themselves in their schemes because they were schemes. And Tony Bobulinski figured out that the Bidens weren't interested in a real deal with China. They were just interested in getting kickbacks and bribes. And I thought Tony Bobulinski did a tremendous job fighting back against the baseless attacks that the Democrats were leveling against him. Goldman, Raskins, Garcia, all those people were trying to rattle Tony Bobulinski because they had a media narrative already coordinated that the committee hearing would be chaotic and our witness was hostile. But what happened is our witness made them look like fools. He made AOC look like a fool when she said RICO wasn't a crime. So I think that it was a very successful hearing. And you know, one of the things that the Democrats and the media have criticized me on, they said, oh, well, you have witnesses like Galanis and all these other people that are in prison or under investigation. Well, that's not my fault, Brian. That's a reflection on the Bidens, not me. That's who they were in business with. All of the people, with the exception of Tony Bobulinski, that the Bidens had as associates are in some type of trouble somewhere. And I thought Jason Galanis, the other witness we had, did a great job, too. The fact that the Bureau of Prisons told us that he could testify in person, and then the Department of Justice came in and obstructed that. And that's about their 10th example of obstruction throughout this investigation. He had to testify virtually, but I thought he did a great job. And, you know, the thing about Jason Galanis, Devin Archer, and Hunter Biden were all equal partners in a scheme to defraud a Native American pension fund. Galanis has been in prison for a decade. Archer's going to prison for that. Hunter Biden, scot-free. Just like everything else, the Bidens never get in trouble. The law don't apply to the Bidens.
So Lev Parnas is the guy that played a role in the impeachment, working with Rudy Giuliani to use his contacts to find out what was going on with the Bidens in Ukraine. I don't want to relitigate that, and I was shocked that they thought that this was part of your investigation. Yeah. But listen to Bob Alinsky and Parnas spar.
I think it's laughable that the Democrats are asking Lev Parnas to weigh in on my credibility, a convicted felon that served jail time. I have an impeccable record. Now, he warned me earlier in this hearing that they're coming for me.
I said just keep talking. You'll be there soon.
I look forward to that, Mr. Parnas.
Keep lying. You'll be there soon.
Well, and
is that,
when it,
is
well,
that a threat, yes, Mr. Parnas?
No, it's just the truth.
No, did you say they were coming for me?
No, I said if you keep lying, you will end up in prison.
I'm not lying. You're the one who was lying.
You have nothing to say.
You're the one who went to prison for lying.
What am I lying for? Tell me what we're lying for, Mr. Baburensky.
What?
You don't even know what you're talking about. What am I lying?
You went to prison for lying and defrauding your investors.
What am I lying here?
Oh, the list is long. We don't have enough time.
Exactly,
I think Mr. Gates only has a minute.
I think you're a little scared, just like Mr. Gates. Because Mr. Gates doesn't even ask a question. You're filibustering. I've been here for 6 hours, and not one of your committee members had asked me one question.
He's not Bob Alinsky doesn't have committee members. Going back and forth, you can't touch him. Goldman just making things up. AOC coming up, what is the charge? And I'm just amazed that the other networks have not played anything from Bob Alinsky. They don't try to book him. He said, Jake Tapper, go book me. So where do you go from here?
Well, we're going to give President Biden an opportunity to defend himself. What we saw from that hearing is what we saw from our depositions. You have three former Biden associates all testify under oath that Joe Biden was a central figure in the influence peddling schemes. And remember, Brian, no Democrat, no one in the media is disputing the fact that the Bidens were influence peddling. No one's disputing that they took in nearly $30 million for doing absolutely nothing. No one's disputing that we said all their businesses were shell companies. They were just there to launder money from bad people in bad countries. No one's disputing that. What they're saying, the one thing they're disputing is, well, Joe Biden didn't know. They're, you know, playing the elderly, forgetful old man card. You know, he didn't know. But the problem they have with that defense is that three former Biden associates, Jason Galanis, Devin Archer, and Tony Bobulinski, have all testified under oath that Joe Biden did, in fact, know exactly what the family was doing. He communicated with all the shady characters who were sending the Bidens money to try to get out of some sort of trouble, whether they were being investigated in Romania or Ukraine, or whether they were needing a United States bank to help them open up an account so they could launder money. You know, whatever the crime, the Bidens would go in and try to sell access to Joe. The fact that they have implicated Joe, three former Biden associates, Joe Biden now needs to come in and explain why they're not telling the truth.
There's no way. Yeah,
we're going to go to the – well, if he doesn't, then we'll proceed with criminal referrals.
And that's what you'll do. So I also want to just get to this, and then I want to find out where we go. The CIA has, according to a whistleblower that has now come forward, the CIA has blocked the federal government from interviewing Hunter Biden's so-called sugar brother, and that, of course, is that movie producer. Mm-hmm. He is somebody that they wanted to talk to, Kevin Morris. They have a 5-year probe into what he was up to. He paid the bills and paid the IRS for Hunter Biden. Why would the CIA block him being interviewed for this investigation, for any investigation?
Every crime that either Hunter Biden or Jim Biden has ever been involved in, whether they were being investigated by the IRS, the Department of Justice, the Securities and Exchange Commission. It doesn't matter who. Someone in the government would step in and tell the investigators to stand down. We've heard that multiple times from Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler. We've heard that multiple times from Department of Justice employees that have been interviewed and deposed throughout this investigation. There's always someone in the deep state that steps in and tells them to stand down. The fact that no one's been allowed to interview Kevin Morris is a joke, because Kevin Morris is paying all of Hunter Biden's bills. He's paying his taxes. He's paying a $40,000 a month rent at a fabulous condo in Southern California. He's paying his child support payments. Hunter Biden doesn't have a job. He's living a life of luxury, and this attorney in California is paying his bills.
Unbelievable.
And no one can even talk to him about it in the investigation.
So if you wanted to call him in right now, the CIA would block you?
No, we've interviewed Kevin Morris, but he wouldn't tell us anything because he said he's Hunter's attorney, and he was saying, I've got attorney-client privileges, and he's not his attorney. He's his sugar brother. But because Kevin Morris is an attorney, even though he's never filed any papers or done anything that I can tell to help Hunter in his endless number of legal quests, when we brought him in for a transcribed interview, anytime we would ask for any information or pertinent documentation, he would say, well, I can't give that to you. I'm his attorney, and we have an attorney-client privilege. It's a joke.
I want you to hear what Mike Lawler said, fellow Republican, also in a tough fight to keep a seat in New York. Cut 45.
Look, the reason I supported the impeachment inquiry was because the White House was refusing to cooperate with certain subpoenas. As I've said repeatedly, I did not believe there was sufficient evidence for an impeachment, but that obviously Congress has oversight responsibility and should continue down that road. However, that does not mean that we should go towards impeachment. I have yet to see any evidence that would warrant the rise to impeachment.
Should he be seeing it, or are you not there yet either?
No, he should be seeing it. But look, you know, that you've got some moderate Republicans. We've got some disgruntled Republicans that get harassed by CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times. He's up there in New York, and they're always, you know, squeezing him on impeachment. He doesn't want to talk about it. And that's fine. You know, whatever. What does accountability look like? That's where I am now. We've proven the Bidens were influence peddling. We've proven they didn't pay any taxes on the money they never should have received to begin with. And we've proven Joe Biden was the family's closer in the deals. He was the one that would go in with a wink and a nod and shake hands and make everyone think, yeah, you're paying my family for access to me. I'm going to be able to say plausible deniability, but wink, wink, I'm all in on it. We've proven that. And the next phase is holding them accountable, because the Bidens have never been held accountable. What does accountability look like? Does it look like impeaching? Does it look like impeaching Joe Biden in the House and then the Senate tabling it and nothing ever happening? Or does it look like criminal referrals in the Department of Justice? The media said we couldn't get the votes to pass the impeachment inquiry. Every single Republican voted for that, even Ken Buck and Lawler. They all voted for it. And I believe that when faced with another vote like that, I think we would have the votes to get there. But at the end of the day, the Senate's not going to do anything, Brian. And I think criminal referrals, especially with
will
Hunter
the Department
Biden,
of Justice, Congressman Comer, do anything?
Well, if they don't, then the next Department of Justice can. And if Donald Trump wins and puts in a competent attorney general, he's not going to have to investigate anything, because we've already done the investigation, that his attorney general can go in and hold him accountable. And look, with all the legal troubles Hunter Biden's in now, criminal referrals would be the most damaging thing that could ever happen to him, because the last time we communicated with a judge, it was when David Weiss was trying to give Hunter Biden blanket immunity, and there was a letter from Congress to the judge that stated all the crimes Hunter Biden had committed,
gotcha,
including violation of Foreign Agents Registration Act, and the judge threw out that blanket immunity deal. So we've already proven that we can get judges to take up our investigation with our list of evidence. And I think that this is the best route to go forward to actually provide some accountability to this corrupt family.
Chairman James Comer, you've had your hands full, busy week. I look forward to the next step. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. I have a couple of minutes when we get back, and then Nicoli Ambrose on what's going on in Maryland that could flip the Senate to the Republicans. Don't move.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A lunch delivery that became a pet adoption in Virginia makes today's Dean's List. Alan Moncayo was doing his job delivering Grubhub to the office when he ended up making more than just a good tip. He arrived outside of the Lorton campus of the Fairfax County Animal Hospital, and as he was walking towards the door, he saw a sweet pup staring right at him through the window. Alan says it was love at first sight. His daughter had been asking for a dog for a very long time, and Alan knew that this black and white pit bull mix was special. So after dropping off the delivery, he asked if he could meet the dog named Jihu. It just so happened that Jihu had been at the shelter for almost a year and had become a pet of the shelter as he greeted people and was always wagging his tail. But it finally looked that Jihu had met his human, and not long after, Jihu has a forever home. Jihu, you made the Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family. By being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with DeWanda Wise, who leads the new horror movie, Imaginary.
Maybe now do you look at teddy bears a little bit differently? Kind of like a double take?
You know, the most of the teddy bears in my home belong to my dog, and he just kind of tears them up. So I feel very safe. I feel protected by an 8-pound toy poodle in my home. Aww. Very thankful for that.
So this story, I'm wondering how it stood out to you in the horror realm that led you to also want to be so involved behind the scenes, too, as executive producer.
Well, I met with Blumhouse Casting, and they were talking about, you know, what projects they had coming up. And the conversation kind of veered towards the kind of horror movies that would attract nerdy actors like me. So this movie is actor catnip. You know, it has a core that is real and grounded, and if well executed, the audience can see themselves, they care, they want to see these characters through to the other side of the story.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So let me just make sure the TVs are down here. So it looks as though there's some reports now that Donald Trump is extremely close to getting enough money for the $450 million bond. Why is that significant? Because Letitia James has already contacted Westchester County to see if she could start proceedings on foreclosing on the property or taking them over, or to have the state take them over. Why Westchester? Not necessarily she wants it first, but she says she's done her research and she thinks that one will be take the longest to do, and she doesn't want to waste much time. She wants the move of walking in and saying, looking in Trump Tower and say, this is the state's. She wants the move of walking to 40 Wall Street and saying, now this is well owned by New York State, and I did that. She is in a bubble. And as Frank Luntz says, and I'm going to play this for you in 5 minutes when we get back. Frank Luntz, a pollster that does not want to see Donald Trump reelected, came out and said, if Democrats are foolish enough to do something like this, it'll back up everything that Donald Trump's been saying, because he's been saying it because he's right. That this is all about vengeance, and it's all about a witch hunt, and you went and took his property while he's waiting for appeal? Please, what country is this?
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Summer term course schedule is now available online for Shasta College. Priority registration will soon be starting, so beat the crowds, contact a counselor if you need to, dust off the ed plan, and check out when your priority registration time is on your My Shasta or at www.shastacollege.edu. April 9th is for new and returning students.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Look at where we are today in a Marquette University Law School poll that was put out last month. Look at that advantage that Donald Trump has on immigration and border security. It's near 30 points. This is a tremendous change that's going on, and it's no wonder that Donald Trump is running on immigration, and he's not just running on it in a Republican primary. He's running on in the general election, and I also think that's why there hasn't been quite the backlash that you might expect over Trump's comments, some of which that I, of course, wouldn't make, and it's because that voters at this particular point are quite concerned about immigration, and they trust Donald Trump on this particular
issue. And they also know that people are pretending that Donald Trump is not who he is. He says things very bluntly, but you know exactly what he means. And they tried to do with blood in the streets and say Donald Trump's calling for a civil war, when we know that's a common term used in finances, and he was talking about cars. That was Howard Enten. He's a CNN election analyst, and it must pain him. I know it pained the host to say that Donald Trump is actually winning with Hispanic voters, and it has everything to do, which is counterintuitive, to the collapse of our border. With us in studio is Nicolee Ambrose, a Maryland National Committee woman who ran for Congress herself, and probably one of the most intriguing things to emerge right now in this 2024 race outside the presidency would be what's happening with Larry Hogan as he tries to get a Senate seat. First off, your reaction to what this analyst said.
Well, thank God their Democrats are finally understanding this, as are their operatives.
Numbers are numbers.
Right. And basically, we've had 9 million people flood into this country on the southern border under Joe Biden. That is the population of our 10th state and down. Literally, we have 40 states that have less population than the number of people who have flooded into our country. This is an invasion, and I don't care what party you represent. You should care that this country needs to be a country with borders, a nation state. And to be a nation state, you have to know who's coming in your country.
So the Latino voters, you remember the 2008 autopsy?
Yep.
We have to start softening our language at the border after Mitt Romney lost because people think the Republicans are anti-Hispanic and it's the fastest growing demographic. A lot of that is true. It is the fastest growing demographic. But it's an oversimplification to think that every Latino thinks you're anti-Latino when you talk about enforcing the border. In truth, it has nothing to do with that.
Joe Biden is anti-human rights by allowing this human rights crisis on our southern border. If you are a woman, you don't get across without being raped. It is a $14 billion a year plus industry for their cartels. They control our southern border, not the United States. It is a miscarriage of everything decent in humanity to allow women and children to be trafficked like this across
the
southern border.
So we sent one of our cameras out in Arizona to find out what they thought and talk to some Arizona voters about the Latino vote. Cut 24.
And despite what President Biden might want us to believe, the Latino community in Arizona is really hurting due to inflation.
They're not focused on the issues that actually matter, like economic stability, crime, public safety, supporting small businesses, reducing inflation. Those are the things that actually impact hardworking Latinos every day.
Do you think the economy was better under Trump?
I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so.
And they want to push back. They want to yell at you, Joe Biden's crew, and say, no, unemployment's lower. I've created 14 million jobs. Look at the stock market. Nicole, what do you think?
It's just common sense. Everyone knows, you can't fool my lying eyes sort of things. Of course the economy was better. Of course job creation was better. Of course everything was better in America under Donald Trump. And that's the thing the Democrats cannot deny, right? They're going to say it all day long, but people know better. And what's also just really fascinating to me as a former chairman of the Young Republicans is we have the most skeptical generation coming up now in America, the most politically skeptical kids ever. And it's going to be interesting to see the sea change of young voters, perhaps either not voting because they're too upset or perhaps voting Republican because they're like, hey, when I grew up, it was better under Donald Trump.
So people are saying, well, Donald Trump, after obviously 2020 and the January 6th and the trials that happened, he picked a bunch of candidates in 2022. A lot of them didn't do well. You know that. You're working with the RNC. And not many people thought this comeback would happen. And they wanted to knock him out with the court cases.
Right.
They had the opposite effect. Here's what Frank Luntz said. As we wait to find out if Letitia James will be taking some of the iconic Trump properties from him. So when this image happened, he's sitting on the set of CNN, and he said this, cut 17.
And I say this to the Attorney General right now. If you play politics on this, this is what the Secretaries of State did in Colorado and what they did in, I believe, it was Maine. His numbers went up in both states. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been and how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
They think it's going to be a great scene to say this is my Trump Tower. But people look at this and say, well, this is wrong because he had no plaintiffs. He didn't default on any debt. There came after him in a civil trial without merit.
The Democrats have completely overplayed their hand with the lawfare game. But no case has concerned me more than this civil fraud case.
Why?
In New York, because it gets at the heart of destroying America for everyone. It doesn't matter that this is about Donald Trump. This is about being able to confiscate everything your life has built with no victims, no damages, nothing. With bank representatives who went in court and said, these were great loans. We made money. We wanted more of this business. This was fantastic. So how on earth can you try to destroy someone's multi-billion dollar business just because you have Letitia James, who in 2018 ranted and raved at a podium saying she was going to destroy Donald Trump and, quote, sue him every day being the arbiter of justice in the state of New York. New York is the financial capital of the world. And if you undermine that, what bank is going to continue to have their headquarters here? Who's going to come invest in New York, much less in America?
So I want to talk about the Senate. In Montana, there's a lot of people who are very optimistic that Tim Sheehy can flip that seat, although people have discounted the sitting senator there for a while. For even though he's moderate, he pretends to be a moderate, but never votes that way. Manchin and Sinema, to their credit, would break from their party.
Right.
This senator didn't. So Sheehy there, you have Jim Justice in West Virginia just going to waltz right in, it seems, in Joe Manchin's seat and flip that seat. In Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick's optimistic. Casey is a tough out. We'll see what happens. But now tell me about Maryland.
Okay. So I think Maryland is in one of the top three pickups. I think the easy one is West Virginia, right? Either whoever wins that, Democrat turned Republican Justice or conservative Republican Alex Mooney, whoever wins that primary on May 14th will win. So West Virginia, check. Maryland is next, also with a primary on May 14th. There are a few challengers, but it looks very promising for Larry Hogan, who was our former two-term governor, at the time the most popular governor in America. And right now in recent Washington Post polling, he is leading the two Democrat opponents, whoever comes out of that primary, by 12 and 14 points respectively. That makes him, after West Virginia, the most promising Senate seat in America.
Are you surprised? He's a Republican in Maryland, not easy. Moderate, understood. Took on Trump, so he's anti-Trump, big time. And yet, when they put out the polls, people in Maryland just like him.
I think this will tighten to a five-point race. We have some challenges in Maryland, which will make this harder than it looks right now. But the other thing I'm really looking at is the internecine fight in Democrat primary here. You have the endlessly self-funded David Trone versus a Prince George's County executive, Angela Alsobrooks. And those two sides do not like each other. So that can also kind of suppress Democrat turnout on their side in the general.
Nicole Ambrose is with us now with the Maryland National Committee woman. So we know there's a big change at the RNC midterm.
Yes.
And we know you're being outraised big time, something like $150 million to $40 million in terms of cash on hand. And Joe Biden's right. Listen, that's real. The money's real. And you guys were certainly having trouble getting out of the blocks. How do you assess the changes on top? And what do you think it's going to mean?
So essentially, Republican National Committee members have great deference to when someone has the nomination, here you go. There was no opposition to Michael Whatley becoming chairman and Laura Trump becoming co-chairman. No one ran against them in the early March election, right about the time President Trump resecured the nomination. I think they're going to do very well, especially with fundraising. They already kind of turned around the fundraising boat, have more actively engaged members like me to fundraise, just things that hadn't been happening.
That's a good sign, right?
I think that's
a
very good sign. Exactly. Very good sign. And furthermore, I just think, you know, there had been so much negative press that even if someone did a great job with all the negative press, we weren't getting those mom and pop donors. We need, you know, the local donut shop owner. We need, you know, grandma at home.
Well, can you do that off a mailing list?
You can do that. You can also do it off of social media. You can do it off of every form of communication. People just need to know that they trust you and that you're going to use their money well, that you'll be a good steward
of
their money.
How do you feel about money being used towards Donald Trump's court cases?
So Chris Lacivita was very clear that RNC funds will not be used for Trump's legal bills. But I absolutely understand that the Democrats have waged this lawfare war and that he will probably, of course, appeal to Americans saying, this is what I'm looking for this money for in different accounts, in different organizations.
Right. It's millions of dollars, no doubt about it. They're trying to bleed him dry, which is why a lot of people just cut deals because you cannot afford to defend yourself. But there's much more at stake here. Is there a plan, and is the RNC being counted on, to have a game plan to holding the House? Or is that really not something you guys do?
Right. No, we absolutely do. Our whole goal is, you know, hold the House, win the Senate, win the presidency, right? We have to keep our eye on all those balls. Some of this, it is made a little easier because the Senate map looks incredibly strong for Republicans this year, right? Democrats are on hard defense. We have a lot of Senate seats to pick up in states that Trump won huge, okay, in both 2016 and 2020. For the House, I think that's going to be our toughest road to hoe, for sure.
Right, because they've done such a terrible job. They really have. The infighting is so embarrassing for the country. If the Democrats do it, I feel the same way. And when you see that they're going to be signing a $1.7 trillion minibus, if the threat of that got Kevin McCarthy ousted, and Speaker Johnson's going to do this with mostly Democratic votes.
It's frustrating, especially when you have an issue like the border that most all of America agrees with Republicans on. It's like I have said since like last September, put the border in that deal. Say we're not giving money to another country until we get border funding. And what? Mm-hmm. We need money for agents, right? We don't need to fund more of Kamala's visits around the world. No, we need more funding for more border agents.
Real quick, how do you become an RNC delegate?
Okay. So it depends on each state has different rules for that. So, for example, in my state, you get elected on the congressional ballot, and then there are a few slots at large that we elect at our state convention. Every state has different rules, but it's exciting.
Right. How do you register?
So
just go to your state.
Literally, it was kind of just like in my state, for example, I've been a delegate for my congressional district before, and you had to go to the state board of elections and file as a delegate for that congressional district. And then what you do is you pair that up with a presidential campaign. So you say, you know, people said, okay, I want to be a delegate for Trump or Haley or what have you. And even if your candidate has dropped out of the race, you would still appear on the ballot. Our primary, for example, is until May, and your name would still be on that ballot for whatever candidate was listed behind your name.
Nick Lee Ambrose, thanks so much.
Great to be here.
All right, listen, huge scandal in baseball. The highest paid, most talented, maybe athlete in the world is in the middle of it. We'll discuss it when we come back.
Hear the ins and outs of the 2024 election right here. The Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
African Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer. The most important thing you can do is get screened starting at age 45. Insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but also virtual colonoscopy and other less invasive exams. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by the American College of Radiology and the Radiology Health Equity Coalition.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The wife of a UConn professor has pleaded guilty to first-degree manslaughter charges, accused of killing her husband, hiding his body for months, and collecting his paychecks. 76-year-old Linda Casuta Bagazzi was arrested back in February of 2018 in the death of her husband, Dr. Pierluigi Bagazzi. He was a professor of laboratory science and pathology at UConn Health. The 84-year-old's body, wrapped in plastic, was found in the basement of the couple's Burlington, Connecticut home after his employer ordered a welfare check, having not heard from him for months. The medical examiner says Dr. Bagazzi died of blunt force trauma to the head sometime in July of 2017, 7 months before he was found. Prosecutors say his wife continued to collect his salary in that time. She claims self-defense in the killing. Neighbors say Kasuda Baghazi was a confrontational person and has had the police called on her after acting angry towards neighborhood kids. She's going to be sentenced June 28th. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. In an unusual move by the FDA, a closely watched Alzheimer's drug has been delayed for widespread use. The agency announcing it will wait to decide whether to green light the drug named donanemab until a panel of independent experts evaluates the drug's safety and efficacy. The drug maker, Eli Lilly, said they're expecting it'll be a few months before the advisory committee holds a hearing, adding that the FDA committed to the company it would move quickly. Alzheimer's affects more than 6 million Americans and currently has no cure and no medication that can restore memory loss or reverse cognitive decline. The FDA did not say anything publicly about the move, but a decision about whether to approve the drug isn't expected until later this year at the earliest. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates there will be more than 14 million people with the disease by 2060. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And let me tell you something. For a guy who has lived in the compulsive gambling world, who has sent millions of dollars of wires all over the country, because I've lived it and I've done it. You can build a relationship with a bank, absolutely. And banks from time to time, based on those relationships, will do things they won't do for average people walking in the door. But you are not sending $500,000 wire without the owner of that account blessing your ability to send that money. And that's where Otani's in a bad spot.
That is Craig Carton, who went to jail for gambling, did something on, I think it was HBO on how he was his top morning show host with Boomer Esiason at WFAN, addicted to gambling, doing all types of crazy stuff that you can imagine. So now, Shohei Ohtani, the best player in all of sports, if you think about it, and highest paid, $700 million. He's a billion-dollar player, $700 million. He's taken a very small portion of that, kind of works to his strength right now in this case. Well, it turns out his interpreter, speaks very little English, has been fired because, as he said, he took money from his friend, Ohtani, without him knowing it, he says, and he gambled it illegally because it's illegal to gamble in California with Matt Boyer. Matt Boyer had his establishment raided, and Ohtani's name is on all this stuff. And his interpreter seems to say, you know what, I falsified some wires. I got some money. I lost $4.5 million, and I need him to pay it back. And then it looks like he's going to pay it back. And then they say finally he stole it. Instead of borrowed it and was just in debt for it, now he says he stole it. There's something about this case that just does not add up. Pete, this is a really big deal, don't you think? Oh, he's cutting audio. No problem. You think it's a big deal, Eric?
Oh, yeah, potentially it could be.
I mean, you're talking about the best player, the face of baseball. I mean, the most famous face of baseball is Pete Rose. But Pete Rose was a manager, was a player manager, but he was pretty much a manager. He was done. And then the allegation was he bet on baseball. But he said, I never bet on baseball. I bet on other things. Well, then he goes, yeah, I bet on baseball. Well, that's why the guy with more hits than anybody else is not in the Hall of Fame. And it's been the saga going on forever. Now, over the last few years, they've legalized sports betting, but not in California. And this player, Ohtani, was in with the Angels. He decides as a free agent to sign with the Dodgers, and now his 39-year-old interpreter, they do everything together, wants us to believe, and I'm just going to put it out there, wants us to believe that he took this money without him knowing it, I guess forged his signature on a wire, walked into the bank, because it turns out these are wire transfers, walked into the bank, and in the series of transfers, gives this guy to Matt Boyer. And then Boyer gets his place raided and turns out, what are you doing here with these famous persons' betting stub, essentially? This is panic time for baseball. the face of the game in the prime of his career, pitcher, outfielder, the best at both, highest contract in the history of the sports. He can never be the face of the sport like Jordan can. Mike Trout could, but Mike Trout can't win anything with the Angels because he doesn't speak English, in my view, and he just doesn't make himself available to me, the biggest player in sports. Not only do it on the field, at least you got to show up for interviews, make some appearances. And I just don't see that, even though he's going to make a huge impact on the field. This is a terrible situation. But it also is part of the complexity of gambling in sports at the highest level. I'm reading other stories. Indiana Pacers star Tyrese Haliburton told reporters that he has to go see a sports psychologist, in part with the pressure he receives from gamblers over social media. To this world, I'm just sitting there making money for people on DraftKings. The coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers says he's been screamed at the sidelines up by 10 to cover the spread. He's been threatened at home. Other people making allegations that the refs are betting on the game. This is a problem.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with the team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRosa. Wintry weather in the Northeast over the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says travel, especially by air, could be delayed because of the system.
We've got the East Coast under this winter storm, the central U.S. has its system, and then even in the West Coast, while not as impactful, they are quite unsettled weather impacting California and the Pacific Northwest as well. So overall, a lot of active weather across the country.
Taylor says the northern plains and upper Midwest also have snow in their forecast.
We're looking at pretty widespread heavy snow and strong winds across the northern plains and the upper Midwest. Lasting well into early next week. And as far as the snow amounts and impacts, we're a pretty widespread area of heavy snowfall accumulations, generally 8 to 12 inches in some areas, locally higher amounts up to near 2 feet.
Turning to politics, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is not surprised to see Democrat leadership showing less and less support for Israel in its war against Hamas.
Democrats are in a tough place here. They realize that they've got their identity politics, and they can't upset any group within that base. And, you know, their Arab supporters are pretty ticked off at them about the support for Israel. So now they're not supporting Israel.
On the Salem Radio Network this week, Johnson said he hopes the president's declining support for Israel will cause many Jewish voters who traditionally vote Democrat to shift their support to former President Trump and the GOP this fall. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis says the election interference prosecution against former President Trump moves forward, saying, quote, the train is coming. She faced weeks of proceedings over her romantic relationship with a special prosecutor she hired for the case. Townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Controversy in Wyoming.
Republican Governor Mark Gordon has vetoed a bill that would have allowed people to carry concealed guns in schools and government meetings. Supporters say continuing to block guns from schools and meetings infringes on their Second Amendment rights. A few Wyoming districts have let school officials carry guns in schools since the state began allowing that in 2017. Other states allowing permit holders to have concealed guns in schools include Alabama, Indiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Oregon. Jason Walker reporting.
Two crew members on a Holland America cruise ship have died in what the company is calling an incident in the ship's engineering space. The crew members died Friday while the Florida-based New Amsterdam was at Half Moon Cay in Bahamas. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher says he'll resign from Congress, which will make the GOP majority even more precarious. Here's Lisa Dwyer with the latest.
Representative Gallagher's resignation will leave House Republicans with only a 217 to 213 majority. The thin majority has already proved to be a challenge for Republican leadership and forced House Speaker Mike Johnson to work with Democrats. For a time, Gallagher was seen as a rising star in the GOP, spearheading the House pushback against the Chinese government. But Gallagher found himself at odds with both former President Donald Trump and his supporters. He also angered fellow Republicans last month by refusing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Gallagher will resign his position on April 19th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Check out more of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I am back from Richmond, Virginia. WRVA was just great being there. Thanks to everyone who came out for Politics and Pints and then going to Charlottesville right after a meeting. 200 more great people. It was just fantastic. Thanks to everyone who made that great stop in Virginia so special. And also Governor Youngkin for coming out yesterday. Think about what Virginia is going to mean, just like Maryland. A lot of people think that Trump should spend some time there because he might be able to see if he can move those numbers just a little bit, especially the Hispanic vote and the military vote. The Hispanic vote is going towards Trump, and it's stunning people. Julie Banderas on that in 10 minutes. And then Jake Steinfeld trying to get America in shape, number one. And number two, he has done for 49 states something extraordinary. Got big business to put fitness equipment in every single state schools, into middle schools. And they've gotten governors to show up everywhere. Guess what is the one state that will not answer his call or return his text messages? Not Cuomo, not Hochul, New York. He's going to talk about it because it's a great accomplishment. And also, you're going to hear about JFK and what it all means. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You're the reason why, in large part, I beat Donald Trump. Yeah. Let's beat him again. Well, you know, I need you. I need you badly. I need the help. Kamala and I desperately need your help.
Yeah, there we go. 2024, Biden is literally begging the media to check the polls that he's winning. Mr. President, we did. You're not. Trump is winning in battleground states and winning over the Hispanics, which for Democrats means time to panic.
Number two.
If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, you're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump.
That is Frank Luntz, desperate that Trump does not win, but he's a great analyst pollster. And he says Tish James is eyeing Trump properties right now as the former president scrambles to get this fine and this bond of $450 million by Monday. Or is he? There's a sense he might be doing the Seinfeld defense, and that is nothing, because it's the appeals judge's hands. But America's judgment is what matters, and America could tell a witch hunt. And unfairness when they see it, because they feel it. And this will back up all the complaints Trump has registered.
Number one.
I mean, right now, this happened earlier this morning. El Paso, approximately 600 illegal immigrants that actually contributed to breaching those physical barriers and getting across unlawfully, complete disrespect for our laws in Texas, complete disrespect for the sovereignty of our state.
I'll tell you got to see this scene if you haven't seen it on Fox yet. In El Paso, hundreds of illegal aliens ran over the Texas National Guard, only to be stopped temporarily by our Border Patrol with a bigger fence, but they just threw them aside and rushed forward. It looks like a third world country. It looks like Haiti instead, or Hades. It looks like total unrest, but it's happening in our country. This is why Democrats, who are trailing by 30 points in the polls across the board when it comes to border security, they're panicking. They're trying to get something together. They know the Senate bill is dead. The president wants to lean on that. I think that ship has sailed. So when you see this video, as much as you have seen so far, this will really unnerve you. Also, important, and I want to bring this soundbite back. This is Jason Owens. He was appointed by this administration's Border Patrol chief. The last one came out and said, I'm not getting support. Under these rules, the border is falling apart. The new guy was supposed to march with Mayorkas, but he can't because he has to look at his men and women in the face and say, I got your back, and he can't do that. Listen to Jason Owens with CBS Cut One.
Everything revolves around being able to deliver a consequence for an action that you don't want a person to commit. If people know that there's going to be a consequence for breaking the law, they're going to be less likely to do it. The other piece of that is you need the agents out on patrol to be able to enforce that consequence. I'm talking about jail time. I'm talking about being removed from the country, and I'm talking about being banned from being able to come back because you chose to come in the illegal way instead of the established lawful pathways that we set for you.
And that's why they passed in Texas SR4. They said if you come across illegally, you're under arrest. The only way to not go under arrest, if you're not a felon when you do your background check, is to go back home. And that's what passed. The Supreme Court said you could put it in play while we debate it. A New Orleans regional court said, no, you can't. So now they're debating it in oral arguments. And when SR4 goes into play, Texas will be able to throw people out themselves. Jason Owens is basically saying to the president, to Mayorkas, I can't do my job because you don't have any consequences with these people. And I feel almost like the BP oil spill. Do you remember that when Obama first took over? they would just have a camera on the oil spill, and all you saw was the oil pouring out. To me, I think about this all the time. How many people are coming across, what they're doing to our system, how many tax dollars are going to be going there with $36 trillion in debt. Now, I know some of these people are great people. They just want a fresh start. I know there's people in El Salvador is doing great, in Guatemala, in Nicaragua, in Venezuela, in Cuba, great people. We'll work hard and take any job and make America a better place. But there's a process for doing it. And if people treat you differently here, I think we got past that. When the Italians first came over and, the Polish first came over. Every first group that comes over had a hard time. The Irish, certainly, for a while. Nobody had it worse than the blacks who were taken here against their will, in many cases, for at least a couple of generations. Having said all that, we've gotten past it. We got to make it easier to come here legally, but we got to make it almost impossible to get here illegally. And we're not close to that. And what I saw yesterday was absolutely horrific. And to see that our people overwhelmed are in camouflage at our own border, and if you didn't think we were being invaded, now you know for sure we are. Here's Mark Penn. Mark Penn is a Clinton. He wants Joe Biden to win, but he's fair. And he wanted Bill Clinton to win, and Hillary Clinton never liked him, but he liked Bill Clinton. Cut nine.
His lowest ratings right now are on immigration, which didn't matter much during most of that 3 years. But now that it's shot up to be the top issue of the country, he's got to do a better job addressing it. He's got to really both show compassion to people like DACA recipients, but most importantly, do something about what most voters think is an open border.
Right.
I don't think he has any choice. It's the absolute key to what he's got to do to try to get back here to even. He's just losing by Donald Trump by a few points, and immigration is that number one issue. He's got to address inflation, got to address crime, education. Sure, he's got core issues like abortion and climate change, but we know those. Rally the base at the end. Go for swing voters now.
And he's also giving away money by forgiving loans he has no business doing. I hope people know they're being pandered to. All right, so what did it mean? What exactly happened? Why did yesterday make it so bad? Well, Jenny Teer was out there for the New York Post. This is what she said happened. She gave us the exclusive video. Cut 10.
These people were processed by Border Patrol. Border Patrol took them into custody and charged them with the same thing they charge people that they release into the country with court dates. That's what they did for them. And this is the consequence that they receive for this. And migrants all across the world get that message, including the Ibarra brothers who came through El Paso just like these individuals did, were processed by Border Patrol, were released into the country with court dates, and this is what happened. We saw the result of that, the tragic murder of Lake and Riley in Georgia, and that's just one instance.
So she couldn't believe it. It's so hard to describe it, but maybe you'll see the video. If you just watch Fox for maybe a half hour, we'll see it at least once. Nobody was charged. That was the point. So hundreds of people got through, and they got ankle bracelets, or they got messages to appear in 6 years. So you can run through or over a National Guards member. You could cut away Constantino wire. You could go flying into a wall and then have that door open and be processed and get in. And everyone saw that, and knowing all they heard, we got in anyway. So if you are Border Patrol tomorrow, if someone's going to say, excuse me, you want me to stop? Screw that. I'm walking straight ahead. One person was arrested. Cut 11.
Another instance is a few days ago, you had a man who admitted that he was a Hezbollah terrorist, and we confirmed that he is on the terror watch list. He told health personnel at the Border Patrol facility here that he was intending to make a bomb. He was also charged with the same thing these migrants who are processed and released are charged with, and he could have been released had he not self-admitted that he was a terrorist, because it took more than 6 days to get his terror watch list confirmation from Border Patrol.
So forgive me for being a little selfish, but knowing that this guy came across, member of Hezbollah, from Lebanon, and said my goal was to make a bomb and blow it up in New York, excuse me if it kind of gets my attention, because we're at 48th and 6th, and I'm sure most terrorists would say, hey, where do we find Fox? Could you point me there? It's an island, believe me. All right, we come back. Julie Banderas and I are going to talk about the latest with the Trump trial. And what Frank Luntz had to say is so on the money that Kevin O'Leary's been saying, that other business people have been echoing, that when you go after Trump and his business for no reason and then have him guilty before a trial and then before he get an appeal after a ridiculously high verdict of only $450 million, you say, put up a bond and we're taking your stuff, you will help him become president of the United States. That's what I believe. Julie Medeiros will be here. I'm sure she'll agree to it to a degree, and she's going to be outnumbered later. Keep in mind, too, One Nation coming up at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. I know you're busy. Date early. Come home early. And amongst our guests would be Ashley Merchant. She's a fantastic attorney that blew up the whole Fannie Willis case by doing some great investigation and finding out how compromised and how unethical these two were in Georgia. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-356-6468, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-356-6468. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-356-6468 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-356-6468.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Fellow Americans, former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. Market instability and soaring debt have put your retirement at risk. For protection, I recommend diversifying into physical gold from Advantage Gold, a five-star rated gold company I've used for years. Their customer service is unmatched. Call 800-741-GOLD now and say Jason Hansen sent you and get a free 2024 gold investing kit. Again, call 800-741-GOLD.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An incredible tip in memory of a friend in Benton Harbor, Michigan, makes today's Dean's List. The customer who wishes to remain anonymous had breakfast at the Mason Jar Cafe after being at a memorial service for his close friend. The check was $32. The tip was $10,000. Lindsay Boyd, the waitress who received the incredible amount, was shocked at the number. The customer confided in Lindsay, telling her how much the person he lost meant to him. She gave him a hug, and he told her he wanted to do something generous in his friend's name. And so he left the $10,000 tip to Lindsay in honor of his friend. There was a catch to the donation. He requested she share the money with her coworkers, and that would make his friend in heaven so happy. Meanwhile, for the other staff members, the customer's generosity came at a good time since business has been slow lately, and you never know when something or someone will help you along the way. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics releasing a new report focusing on chronic school absenteeism. The report spells out several key findings. In 2022, nearly 6% of children ages 5 to 17 experienced chronic absenteeism for health-related reasons in the 12 months before the survey was conducted. Children with family incomes of less than 200% of the federal poverty level were more likely to be repeatedly absent. The number varies when race and other factors like Hispanic origin are brought into the mix. Also, kids with disabilities were 3 times more likely to be absent than those without disabilities. The report says chronic school absenteeism can lead to poorer school engagement for students, in addition to decreased academic performance. It also leads to a risk of dropping out, which is also associated with many long-term health impacts. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I've always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I want you to remember this moment and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him.
So that is Frank Luntz telling CNN something they did not want to hear. They were reveling in the fact that Donald Trump was losing property. But the thing is, it's not you found out that Donald Trump didn't have as much money as he had. You put him through a trial that he should never have been through. You found him guilty before he started and gave him the maximum penalty. And when he went to appeal, you said, put it up in a week or 1 month, all the money that nobody's liquid for, even at that level. You shouldn't be keeping money when we're at zero interest rate environment. You shouldn't be keeping cash around anyway. And now they are reveling in it. The problem is, Julie Banderas, and it's always great to see you, is that the American people see the unfairness. And I don't think that the Trump haters understand that.
No, they don't. And they have
to. And I'm not talking about Trump lovers. Trump lovers love him anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be in between.
Well, and it's going to make them love him even more. And he's absolutely right. I mean, if this ends up happening, his support is only going to gain in strength. But, I mean, talk about playing politics. I mean, obviously they're trying to prevent him from getting back into the White House. But this not only is going to empower his base, but it's going to make it even that much more obvious that their intentions are to prevent him from succeeding. Making him come up with $464 million in such a short period of time is unreal. When's the last time that you remember, honestly, anybody being awarded $464 million in a case?
In Westchester County.
In a single, for a right. single person, not a corporation.
So in Westchester County, they're already making petitions to maybe take the property. And one of the reasons is, it takes so long. So she is poised. She already pre-thought this. So she's Trump Tower, 40 Wall Street, perhaps.
The golf course.
Yeah, the in Westchester, the golf course.
The estate.
So the Manhattan District Attorney said this. Enough is enough. These tactics by the defendant and defense counsel should be stopped. Should be stopped. They say that $400 million is not possible. No bond company will lend it. Only 30 are capable of doing it. What do you mean should be stopped? It's already waiting on appeal. So they're asking a 5-panel judge group panel to decide if he could get a lower rate than that. for a bond?
I mean, $500 million? Of course it's going to take him time. And no, insurance companies don't want to put their money where their mouth is when it comes to this. This is $500 million. We're not just talking about tens of millions of dollars here. $500 million. I don't know the last time somebody had to pay a bond that huge.
Right. So we're going to see what Letitia James is going to do. But she took the initial step to seize the property in Westchester.
Mm-hmm.
She also registered the judgment on March 6th, according to the Westchester County online database. So she wants to move expeditiously. Frank Luntz coming out saying this. He goes, these optics are absolutely terrible. What I also think is terrible, Letitia James taunting through X, and also the President of the United States joking about it at his fundraiser. I thought he was supposed to be separating himself from this. I thought he was supposed to be above this.
He's not above it. All he does is bash the former president. That's his only thing he's got to talk about, because he certainly can't be boasting about his presidency and all his accomplishments, right? So what's better than to, rather than ignore his own problems, and he's going to ignore the crisis at the border, he's going to ignore our economy, he's going to ignore inflation, and he's going to turn his eye toward President Trump. And President Trump, former President Trump, has more support than he's ever going to have. And if they go after his and seize his assets, he's going to be even more backed.
So here's the joke he said yesterday. I know not everyone is feeling enthusiasm for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, a defeated looking man came up to me and said, "Mr. President, I'm being crushed by debt. I'm completely wiped out. I had to say, I'm sorry, Donald. I can't help you." Okay.
Okay. He's not looking for any handouts from Biden. And the other thing that is irking to me is that the Democrats are all saying, "Oh, where are all your Republican support base now? You know, why aren't they putting money in your pockets to be able to pay this?" I mean, there's a lot of GoFundMe out there, which is really sad that people actually think they can raise this kind of money. But his supporters don't have that kind of money, because he actually appeals to middle America, the same voters that Biden seems to think he has in his back pocket.
So there was five polls. The president came out and said, "I'm winning in five polls." The media doesn't want to report it.
Right.
So our people took a look at the five polls. Four could not pass our criteria. Reuters did. It has him up 39-38, with 12% saying they don't know. Those for registered voters. For overall voters, Trump's up by two. But where seven states in this Reuters poll, seven battleground states, Trump is winning in every single one of them by an average of 40-37. You're talking about even Michigan,
yep.
Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. He's up in these states. So no bounce from the State of the Union. And no matter what is going on in the court filings,
right,
it's not hurting him.
Yeah. And that State of the Union address, by the way, was just praised by Democrats left and right. I mean, they thought it was the most amazing speech ever. I personally thought he was on speed. But nonetheless, I don't think he was actually on speed, but he was certainly on something, because, I mean, I've never seen that president have more energy in my entire life.
I know.
But, I mean, if you see that these battleground states are starting to fall in the favor of Trump, why do you think Letitia James is now trying to speed this up? Because she thinks that this is going to somehow slow him down. There's no slowing him down. As history has proven, every single time that an indictment got slapped at him, any time anyone tried to accuse him of anything, what happened? His base rose, and they will continue to rise. And that's going to happen right through the election.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about one of the things that Julie has not done, illegally gambled. Is that correct?
No comment? I hate gambling.
Good.
I was just thinking about illegal activities I've committed, and I had to go through the list.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So if the interpreter is the sole gambler here, and I find it hard to buy that, but let's go with it, and you're $500,000 in the hole, or $3 or $4 or $5 million in the hole, what's the next bet I'm going to make? Well, heck, I know that Mookie Betts isn't playing tomorrow night. Yeah. I know that Ohtani's elbow is bothering him. I'm naturally going to bet on baseball because I know that the best. And beyond that, I'm going to bet on a Dodgers game because I got all the information that isn't public. So it's a very huge leap of faith for you to ask somebody to believe that I bet myself into a $5 million hole and never bet on baseball to get out of it. I don't accept that, and I live the life.
So Shohei Ohtani, the best athlete maybe in the world, pitcher and hitter, which I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, first one really since Babe Ruth, ends up getting $700 million at basically a year. And he's taking a very small salary in order to not kill the salary cap. Well, it turns out his Japanese interpreter has been, according to the report, if we're to believe it, betting to the tune of losing $4.5 million. But he's doing it through an illegal bookie operation because California does not have legal sports gambling. And now the baseball is looking potentially at the biggest scandal since Pete Rose, because as Craig Carton just talked about, now at Fox, he went to jail for gambling, used to be with Boomer and Carton in the morning on WFAN, and he's come back and he's just helping people. He was addicted to gambling. He does not like the way this sounds. He says there's no way this adds up, that this guy was able to go to a bank, get a wire, say, yeah, Ohtani, I'm his interpreter. Can you give me $1 million of his money? I'd like to wire it to a bookie. He's saying there's no way that adds up. Even if you have a relationship with a bank, when you do it through a wire, the ID that's necessary and the verifications and people on the hook. So after losing $4.5 million initially, this is the story they're going with. That means this his interpreter goes to jail. So on the surface, what are you believing on
this? I want
this?
Somebody to accidentally wire me millions of dollars. How do you access that kind of money?
No bank would do that.
Yeah, but that...
That makes me think the story is not adding up.
No.
That maybe it's Ohtani that's betting. He says, I only bet on soccer and basketball.
Yeah, there's no way that that money would have ended up in his hands without the receiver or the recipient or the Ohtani being the one that actually transferred the funds over to him. That's impossible. And it's traceable, too. Why is this even up for debate?
Well, it's up to this guy to say, I impersonated him and I forged his name and I'm guilty. But there's a sense here that he's blocking for the richest, best athlete in sports.
It sounds more like that's the scenario.
I can't wait to see how this turns out. Meanwhile, they're coming back from Japan now. They opened up overseas. They're going to come back, and baseball has finally started. But
meanwhile,
they start with
$700 million. Can we just talk about that salary? That's ridiculous. I mean, these athletes are way overpaid.
Well, I don't know. They wouldn't have done it if the Dodgers didn't have it. And they weren't able to have a worldwide marketing scheme around him. He now becomes a global product, and that apparel and things around that and the sales, they did the math. I think other teams would have paid it. We'll see. A couple other things.
Yeah.
Will we discuss when we go into break? We were just discussing.
Breaking the law? Illegal activities?
Guess who's back?
Gambling?
Blasey Ford is back.
Yep.
The accuser of Justice Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Suddenly, no one's interested in Bob Alinsky and what Hunter's up to. Blasey Ford talking about what really happened in high school with the Supreme Court justice. And guess what? Listen to this, her interview on The View.
So there were probably 10% men. So we had bins called male, and so that's where we would put the male.
See, what men need to understand is that they have to step up and help us. Mm-hmm. We can't do this ourselves. I noticed that a lot. I watched while people were clapping. Some of the men did not clap in this audience.
Because no one believes her. Number one, I don't believe that this happened, whatever happened in high school. You remember she came forward. Now she wants to write a book. She gets prime time in The View, and everyone's supposed to believe her.
Yeah, and first of all, for her to point out how cringy and uncomfortable was that, pointing out that the men in the room, why would they be clapping anyway? Why would anybody be clapping in the audience, period, whether they're male or female? That makes no sense. The View is so annoying, and they are just constantly trying to jam like some sort of ideology down their viewers' throats, and they're buying into this woman's story. I mean, I think she was properly vetted. I mean, they would not have, appointed a Supreme Court justice without properly vetting these accusations with witnesses and so forth.
Yeah, we all went through it. Martha McCallum was great enough to do the interview with Kavanaugh. Did a great job where he finally stuck up for himself. He ends up getting in.
Yeah.
But would you do, if I'm a lawyer and I aspire to the Supreme Court, I just put that dream on the sideline. after seeing what these guys and these women go through by the end of the time, because so much is at stake, and him, Kavanaugh especially, he still was being attacked all summer, and the Roe v. Wade verdict and everything around that.
Well, and the fact that it had on his family. I mean, he's got kids and a wife, and he's got a family and children that are now going to be scarred by this for the rest of their lives. I mean, he will never, ever live a day where this doesn't possibly somehow come up in their future.
When can we see you again on the channel?
Oh, I'm going to be on at 11, which is in 20 minutes from now.
You're going to be?
Harris Faulkner. Focus, I am going to be doing the 11 a.m. hour till 12 noon.
Thanks for having us on Monday.
Yeah.
The simulcast.
I know. Oh, that was so fun. I got very excited. I love when you stand for that.
What, you do?
Yeah, well, because you like to stand. He likes to stand. I prefer that you stand.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't give you that option.
All right, I'm going to stand, too.
So, coming up next, the only guy who's in better shape than me in the country, Jake Steinfeld.
Wait, there is such a thing?
Right, yeah.
Stop it.
According to reports.
Yeah, that's BS.
We're going to have a pose off in just a moment, but not to be seen. It's radio.
Are you
guys
taking your shirts off?
Probably.
Should I skip
on radio? The question is,
I'm just going to skip the show.
If you take your, he says yes, shirts are off.
God, he's getting naked in the control room. That is so awkward for you guys in there.
By the way, Jake Steinfeld, a natural bodybuilder, refused to do steroids. I have embraced the steroid era.
Right. Well, really? That's really sad. They're not working. I'm sorry.
As expected. All right. Coming up next, Jake Steinfeld with a great announcement on how New York has let this country down again. Also, he's got a brand new Broadway play, and he might be auditioning. So this might be a good thing. Julie, you're looking for extra money.
He could be the naked cowboy now. Look at him.
Right. Okay. When the naked cowboy's out, there's nobody to replace him. I'll talk to Jake about this.
Oh, okay, good.
All right. How many sick days does the naked cowboy get?
I don't think he takes any.
Oh, you know.
No, I think he works year-round.
Is it embarrassing when the naked cowboy screams out your name because he knows you?
He's screamed out your name?
Sad.
Okay. I wish we had more time to unpack that. Why does he know your name?
Top of the hour.
Okay.
The Faulkner Focus. We'll have Julie Banderas.
All right.
Thanks, Julie.
See you then. Bye, Brian.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Spring is in the air, but so are airborne allergens like tree pollen, grass, mold, and ragweed. If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage springs into action quickly, helping you breathe more clearly in just 30 seconds. And you don't need a never-ending cycle of decongestants that can leave you feeling drowsy. Navage is the fast and easy drug-free allergy solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Get Navage today so you can get outdoors and enjoy your favorite springtime activities. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. Keith Raniere promised people a life of fulfillment and success with his group Nexium, but beneath the surface operated a sinister and depraved sex cult. India Oxenberg was trapped and exploited by Keith Raniere and Nexium for 7 years. In 2018, she broke free. This week, India joins me to share her story of survival and her journey of healing. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics. Whether you like it or not, a presidential rematch is underway. This week, Substacker and founder of Melman Consulting, Bruce Melman, joins me with his analysis of this very familiar election. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance, but people still accuse me of it.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
I feel for their families, and I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's my privilege to bring you my good friend Jake Steinfeld, Body by Jake, best known for chairman of the National Foundation for Governors Fitness Councils. So when Governor Schwarzenegger gave Jake a job, they didn't realize, as much as he knew you, Jake, he probably didn't fully understand how you were going to embrace this job. And when he left office, you were just getting started.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. First of all, Bright, great to see you. As always, yeah. Man, I heard the last segment. I got the body oil.
Have the body oil?
I do.
Because I forgot mine.
I carry it with me. I have some extra.
And we're referring to the fact that we're thinking about a pose down.
We're doing a pose down. We just get a pump real quick and get the biceps and pecs ready to roll.
Can I just bring some? I know you always have this image and vision, but there's a reason why bodybuilding didn't take off on radio.
I know.
Right?
But so people who are driving in their car right now are sliding off the road, even as gorgeous as I go, what are those two animals talking about?
Right, absolutely. So we were just kidding. Jake was a natural bodybuilder. One of the things you would not do is the steroids.
I was afraid. You know my story. I mean, I went out to Los Angeles with a dream to become Mr. America, and I read all the magazines. Everybody said, eat 18 eggs and 24 chickens a day, and you too could become Mr. America. I clucked a lot, but it never happened because no one, I'm talking summer 77, 78, when I got there, when the dinosaurs still roamed the earth, Arnold and Lou Ferrigno, all the big guys, no one talked about steroids. I was afraid to put a needle in my own buttissimo, and fortunately for me, I made a decision, as we talk about with our kids, about making decisions. And
you went natural.
I love working out, love what it did for me, and I became the first guy to do personal fitness training and made it an occupation. Which, by the way, I just did it. There's a story coming out in Men's Health next month. It's the 40-year anniversary of Temple of Doom, and I trained Harrison Ford for that for that movie, and I went through the whole workout, and it was really fun, sort of reminiscent. And Harrison
is he a good guy?
A great pal to me, and a great friend throughout all these years, and. The consummate movie star, right? I mean, if you look at, you Google movie star H. Ford.
I mean, the story is that he was a carpenter, right? He was building sets.
That's the thing, man. And if you think about life, if you know, you go right, you become a carpenter. You go left, you become Harrison Ford. Life is about moments. And all of us have those opportunities, those moments in our life, if you think about where you could have gone if you would have fill in the blank. Right? And H's story is a great one. It's been incredibly inspirational. All these guys who I was able to train at a very young age, 19, 20, 21, I come from here. You and I in the same neighborhood.
Levittown, Massapequa.
Baldwin.
Baldwin, my fault.
Right?
I'm thinking of Bella Rowley.
Yeah, but and now I'm hanging with these folks, and I find out an incredible thing. They're just like us. The only difference is they had a dream, never quit on their dream, and never took no for an answer. And that gave me all the incentive in the world to say to myself, wait a second, I might never direct E.T. 2, but I'll have my own success in life. And I was able to parlay that famous by association into, as you know and the audience knows, you guys have been so
everything.
I've been doing Fox and Friends, as you know, for 24 years, man.
Whether you're starting Major League Lacrosse or you start your own fitness program, channel. Fit TV.
Which, you know, I sold to your boss, man.
Right.
You know,
I remember I chipped in a little.
You did?
Right.
I did.
How many people talk about that? Yes.
I saw your check, $167.
Right. That was about it. That's all I could afford at that time.
And a couple of tuna sandwiches.
So you did this other thing, as I mentioned, with the putting these gyms into schools, these fitness facilities into schools. You did it. Your goal was to get in every state.
All 50
states. Schwarzenegger's gone, but you're not stopping.
Right.
You get corporations involved.
Yes.
And you find the schools through the governors that need it the most. And you'll come down and you'll unveil their fitness center.
Yes.
Because you know one of the things plaguing this country is the next generation, maybe through no fault of their own, is not in shape.
Well, that's listen, Brian, and you hit it right there. We both saw the John Kennedy little video.
I'm going to play that when you're ready.
Okay, great. Where he talks about, well, listen, this next generation, we need to leave this country better for our kids than we have gotten it, okay? And as you know, I travel the country. Let me just reset for a second. So I served with Arnold when he was governor, chair of the Fitness Council in California, with Jerry Brown for a year. This isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. It's a kids issue, right? I got into this position of chair of the National Foundation for Governors Fitness Councils, and I made a simple directive. I wanted to have one simple mission. I wanted to put as many $100,000 Don't Quit Fitness Centers in as many elementary and middle schools in this great country of ours. I say elementary and middle because kids are still in that gumbiest stage where this change can happen. And when you put a fitness center in a school, it's amazing to see what happens. And I've done this now 46 states with 46 governors, right? And I made a promise to myself, a commitment to myself, that I wanted to get all 50 states. I wanted to travel the country, and it's awesome. Because we go to places, Bri, where nobody goes. And I've been with governors across this great nation.
All you do is contact the governors, and the governors get right back to you, right?
I call governors cold. This is what happens. I call Governor Bryant cold. I've got three brand-new $100,000 Don't Quit Fitness Centers as a gift to the state. We've done our homework on you, Gov., and we know you're a family guy. You're pro-education, pro-community. You love this country. You're my kind of guy. I've got three brand new. Now, by the way, this is a gift, not a grant. A lot of your audience knows this. But a gift is what your moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas give you. Grants are government things. This is a gift. I give you the keys to the car. It's your car.
And when do we get the video of you actually doing this and seeing, like, when there's presentations? You made it really exciting for the kids. It's a big assembly for
them. We do a whole thing. So I call the governor cold. I've got these. We do a joint press release together. All I need to do is get you on the horn. And the majority of these governors, as I would say, all these governors have gotten to me in less than 36 hours.
Even Alaska?
Alaska, Mike Dunleavy in Alaska, great guy from Scranton, Pennsylvania, 6'7". I just spoke to him on the horn. Really nice guy.
Now, is it 49 states?
No, I've done 46 in person, and now this is the last spin at the wheel. We're doing Nevada with Joe Lombardo. Joe, incredible guy, great dude. Spoke to him on the phone. He was great. Whatever you need, Jake, we're here for you. And all I ask the governor to do is we do a joint press release and come to at least one ribbon cutting in October.
That's it.
That's all. And you don't have to come to all three. Most governors come to all three. And it's all. It's a pep rally
now,
is what it is.
Yeah, and you've told me this. And it's killing you because you're a New Yorker. Couldn't get Cuomo on the phone.
Yeah.
You can't get Governor Hochul's attention. You're looking. Listen, we know Brentwood. We know these great athletes in Brentwood have no facilities.
Right.
We know these rundown communities. Some of these communities really could use some help. And so many schools would benefit from this, but you can't get the governor to pick up the phone or answer a text message.
Well, the interesting thing is that this is all about kids.
Right.
And we don't, you know, I don't quit, and I don't take no for an answer.
You think Hochul will eventually answer you?
Well, you know what, and if she does, great. You know, here's the thing. I love this country. This is my home state. I've done 49 states. I'm doing New York. I decided we're going to do it with Governor Gary Bettman, who is not the governor, but Commissioner Gary Bettman of the NHL, who's an awesome guy. He and I have been pals for a while. And
where are you doing it? With school?
No. Here's the thing. We do a contest. So I really don't need. We're funded through Coca-Cola, Nike, and Anthem. Okay? We have all the funding. It's all great. As I said, no government funding, no taxpayer funding. This is more for the PR. I want to make you look great, Governor.
Well, what schools in New York are you going to be doing?
We don't know yet. Okay. The contest is on right now, which is why I wanted to come on. Because what I want, if everyone is listening right now, okay, wherever you are, I want you to go to natgovfit.org. That's natgovfit.org. And you'll fill out a little application, and we want you to send us a video. Tell us why. Teachers, kids, put a video together. Tell us why your school, elementary or middle, deserves a brand new $100,000 Dunkirk Fitness Center. Here's what happens. Okay. The contest is going to end in 2 weeks. So it's natgovfit.org. So I'm sure people will be able to find this on the radio show. You'll be able to tell folks again after I'm gone. And we'll accumulate all these applications. We'll choose the three schools, right, in May. And I'll announce the winners in June, and then we do the installations in August, and come this October, we travel the country. So we're going to go to Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, and I'm saving New York for last because it's my home state.
Right.
And we're going to do it hopefully with you guys and Fox and friends.
Well, I'm glad Gary Bettman's stepping up. He's a great guy, but it is a shame that the governor is not answering the call because this is a great PR for them. You don't want to get in front of a bunch of middle schoolers and their parents and say, look what I've been able to deliver for you, because, you know, they take credit. Right, they'll take credit for it. They got the video. You got to see this video that you have online. You'll send it to me once in a while. The kids just love it.
And
I remember when I was old enough to go into Berner High School and be able to use their equipment on the weekends because I got into seventh grade.
Berner High School had 17 points against Berner.
Did you really?
Yep. Had 17 points my senior year in Baldwin. 17.
Well, that was a high school then. Now it's a junior high.
It's a junior.
So if they get a video together, they could be the school.
They absolutely can. And that's the beautiful thing. This is about kids. Look, our kids are our most precious resource. When our kids are strong, this nation will be strong.
Right.
And it's going to take a country of heroes, and it's people who care, communities who care. And I've traveled this country, and I found the people who have the least do the most.
All right. Jake Steinfeld, thanks so much. Always great to see you.
Great seeing you, man.
And I hope Massapequa wins.
Official Body by Jake is my Instagram. Check it out.
Go get him, Jake. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Round.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.